Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We're here live. Welcome to the show tonight. Hang on a second. Let's get going. All right. Good to be here tonight. We're here to minister to you personally and be a blessing to you somehow or another. We're going to turn the tide on ministry. Well, we're going to believe God to bless his people more than they've ever dreamed or even thought about. Yeah, that's what we're working on. Yeah, or God's working on it. I can't say I'm working on it. I'm working with him, right? That's what I'm doing. I'm working with him. And his ideas, and I love his ideas. His ideas are amazing. Somebody called kind of what we're starting to do now, genius. I just have to agree because it's just so amazing what a genius God is. I mean, you know, he's more than a genius even, I think. We could sing a song about Jesus. About more than a genius, he is. Yes. Anyway, I'm not a great singer, but there you go. More than a genius. He's more than wonderful. Remember that song? He's more than wonderful. Yeah, he's more than a genius. I love it. Anyway, okay. Let's get serious, man. Got to get serious about all this. Yeah. All right. So good to be with you tonight. And we are here to minister to you personally and to try to be a blessing to you somehow or another by the Holy Spirit. He will help us to do that, and I think it's going to work because he's so good. He's so creative. He's so great at, doing his thing that it's kind of hard to mess it up unless you try really, really hard. You know, when you got to think about this. You know, God has to make it pretty easy for us to get into, right? Because we're going to mess it up. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've done my share of messing up stuff. And God has always been gracious and kind, and he's always worked out things for me because he uses them to teach me. We talk off and on about how Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. So, you know, you can learn obedience without being in some big, deliberate, willful sin, right? Yeah, so, amen. So you can learn and not be sinning necessarily, but just be, you know, I mean, not that you won't mess up in sin. I'm not saying we're without sin. But I'm saying that that when we start learning that we're going to learn through what we suffer, and it may not necessarily be a sin, but mistakes, and because we don't know. I mean, I don't know about you. I don't know what God wants to do until he tells me. And then when he tells me, you try to start doing it with him and realize that you're not doing it perfect. And he just goes, okay, that's okay. I knew you weren't going to do it perfect. It's okay. I'm with you. We're going to work this thing out together. Even when Jesus walked in the earth, I had to work it out with him, man. You know, he learned obedience through the things he suffered. Hebrews 4, I think. Hebrews 4, he was 11. And just Google it. But, that's what it says. Even he learned obedience through the things he suffered. Not the things he sinned, but the things he suffered. So he never sinned. We may sin at times, but he didn't. And he still learned obedience through the things he suffered. So because your obedience is not perfect, doesn't mean that God's going to whack you. Just because your obedience isn't perfected all the way, like it's supposed to be, chill out, man. I mean, I have been one of the worst at just being down on myself because I didn't, you know, do it all right. You know, I wasn't doing everything right. I was like, God, am I stupid or something? Seemed like probably everybody else. One of my weaknesses is I always think everybody else is going to do it right the first time and not me because I'm like, I have issues, you know, or something like that. But when you find out that you have a heart to serve him, you're not going to know exactly how to do it or you'd already been doing it a long time ago, right? No, you learn obedience through the things that you suffer or that you make mistakes on. And you fail in. Sin would only be if you just if you failed and you just failure, true failure is, you know, would be sin. If you failure, true failure is just not getting up again. Amen. That's when we have resurrection power. That's where the resurrection power works in you in a powerful way, friend. It's because when you mess it up, God just raises it back up. Here's another chance, another opportunity, another chance. Come on, you can do it. Come on, with me, you can do all things. And so we have to learn how to do it with him. You know, how do I do it with God? We're a team. And it's not God doesn't do everything. Oh, God just does everything. No, he doesn't. You know, he tells you what to do, and you do it. That's why faith with works is a mighty amazing thing. Faith with works. What are works? Works are things that God tells you to do. He's inspiring you to do. And you start doing them, and, you know, and then you learn how to do it correctly. Well, if you don't do it right the first time, hey, don't give up. Let resurrection power hit you because you got it inside you if you're born again. If you're just religious, you know, you can get saved right now. You do just say, Jesus, I want to be saved. I want to be a new person. Save me right now, Jesus. I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood so that I could get new blood. And I need new blood. I need a new heart. I need a new life. I receive you, Jesus, as my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And he rose from the dead, of course. Don't forget that part. That's the raising from the dead. We haven't even taught him that yet, but the raising from the dead actually is the part that speaks, resurrection speaks and says, if you never sin. Yeah, I got to show that to you, man. We're going to get into that sometime soon. I don't know when exactly, but just remind me, and we'll get into it. So that's really it. All right. We are believing God for miraculous intervention into, you know, in the market realm. And mainly we can do that because we're not just going to be day trading like a normal day trader and read the charts and do all that kind of thing. Most of that's a failure. They got it pretty well fixed where you can't do real good with that unless you get real lucky. Or God's really with you in a very special way because it's rigged against you, I guarantee. But, you know, but I've seen where God gives information. And when God gives information, friend, it works. He tells you when to get in. I've had him tell me exactly when to get in and when to get out. Gave me the numbers and said, get out. So I would be watching it, and I would, you know, tell my friends, I'm going to watch this thing. If you can't watch it, I'll try to watch it for you. And as soon as it hit that, I say, get out now. Get out now. We get out now. They'd get out now. And friend, money. Money. Just like that. How? Because of God. Yeah. And so we're going to plunder the Egyptians, friend. We're going to plunder the world. You know, it's so cool. And I just kind of like putting all this together since a couple of Wednesdays ago when God told me about the marriage of the market and the prophet, which happened actually several years ago. He spoke to me. I prophesied in the church back in 2006, I believe, 2005, 2006. I think it's 2005 or 6. And I don't remember the exact date, but he set it all up because he just happened to have some people that were friends with my pastor who were in the business of the market. That mean that was their business, right? And they just happened to be, you know, in the building, and they heard me say that. And I guess my pastor gave me my number. I don't remember how they got my number, but they called me up and they challenged me with it. Where are you going to put your money where your mouth is? I guess. Okay. So, you know, and because of that, you know, it went forward. And it was truly, truly amazing. You know, God using a person who's foolish in the realm of the market, who knew nothing about it, and was telling people who know about it, basically. I don't know if anybody could really know how to do it perfectly, or they'd all be filthy, stinking rich. But you know, that's their business, and it was not my business. And God made it my business. Let me tell you something. When Jesus said, I'm about my Father's business. When you're about your Father's business, friend, it's going to work. It's going to happen. It's going to be amazing because God's going to do it. It's going to be God that does it. Yeah, it's going to be God that does it. So you know, if you've noticed, if you've been with us for a while, you know that we have been talking about for quite some time, even when we were in the studio, which I'm longing to be back in the in a studio where we did the Blood of the Doorpost every week. Every week we did it and talked about Egypt and the transfer of wealth from the Egyptians to the Israelites through Passover, which we're going to take tonight, through communion, which is what that is. And so, you know, we've been talking about this a lot, and I bet some of you, you know, like me, going, why am I talking about this like every Thursday? What is up with this? I mean, even I didn't know, because I'm not into teaching the same thing all the time. I never have been. I've never liked it. And it was difficult for me to stay on track with that. The Lord kept telling me, no, do it again. Oh, do it again. Do it again. Do it again. And little did I realize, friend, through all that, God was preparing the way for what's about to happen. I mean, it's, you know, I don't have information on market things right now, and I'm waiting to get an account open for you guys to give it to you. I don't have anything. It doesn't work like that. He just gives it to me when it's time. You know, he knows when something's about to go up, and he knows when something's about to go down. Yeah, and he just tells me. He just tells me. He just tells me. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. Absolutely amazing. And it's really cool, even more so, once I learned that I couldn't personally, you know, benefit from it, you know, as far as personally. Once I helped other people doing it, it worked awesome. When I started trying to do it myself, you know, it just messed up. And I couldn't figure that out. I said, why is that doing that? And, you know, I was learning through suffering. I was suffering, making mistakes, you know, not anything bad, but just, you know, like realizing, okay, how come it's getting murky on me all of a sudden? You know, it's been so clear. What's up with that? And so after a little while, you know, kind of slow, I saw it. I began to understand it. I go, God, okay, you're trying to tell me something here. And finally, I got it. I really got it. And so anyway, and because of all that happened to me literally, and us, since we started PGN, I started doing the Blood of the Doorpost only when we started PGN. When we started PGN is when God started having me do the Blood of the Doorpost. And the Blood of the Doorpost has to do with Israel, you know, cutting fresh covenant. They weren't just cutting their first covenant. They were already God's people, but they were cutting a fresh covenant with God because something new, brand spanking, now listen to this, something brand spanking new was about to happen with Israel that God had been longing to do for 400, 500, 600 years since Abraham. Yeah. Yeah. And so now that thing that had been prophesied, that Abraham had walked out the land, all that for Israel to be a nation someday, you know, I mean, he had like, even when he went to, when Jacob, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when Jacob went to be with Joseph in Egypt, I think they said like 70 people or 77, something like that. I think it was 70. He had 70 people. That's not a nation. You know, it's not a nation. It's 12 tribes. And then, you know, however many for each child, had children. So it's about 70 people came to Egypt. And that was the nation, 70 people. Like, whoa, what's that? Not much. That's for sure. But they came to Egypt, and they were there, and at first it was all good, and then God had a plan. He put a Pharaoh in there that wasn't on their side on purpose. That wasn't a mistake. The devil didn't get out of control. God was working something. So eventually, when Moses was sent and the plagues began, the very last plague, as you know, was when God told them to put the blood over the doorpost. So they put the blood over the doorpost. They cut a fresh covenant with God, because something fresh and new was about to begin. And that was, he told him, after the death angel passes by, this is all in Exodus 10, 11, 12, read it for yourself. After the death angel passes by, you're going to go to your neighbors. God told Moses to go to your neighbors, and you're going to plunder Egypt. Ask them for the gold or silver and the cloth. And because what was happening was, that was the currency. That was the new currency for Israel, and it came out of Egypt. Didn't fall out of heaven. It came out of Egypt. And without getting into it too much, the reason it came out of Egypt, now listen to me closely. The reason it came out of Egypt, friend, was because of what Joseph did. Joseph was the one who Pharaoh had trusted to do whatever he thought was right. And Joseph was a financial person who was blessed in the realm of organizing and structuring and developing and finances and money and food. So God used Joseph to buy out the whole land for Pharaoh, because when the famine came, the people of Egypt came, and you think he would have given them the food, but they didn't. Joseph said, "Well, you know, what do you got?" And they said, "Well, we have you know, some cattle." So he said, "Okay, bring your cattle in." He would give them food. Then they ran out of cattle, then the horses, then themselves, and then their land. And but before the drought was over with, you know, Joseph, it was Joseph that did it. God gave Joseph the wisdom. This is how he had everything bought and paid for through the food that he saved, through the grain that he saved, traded out and bought all the land of Egypt, all of the land and all of the people, all of it. Every bit of it came because of Joseph, because God showed Joseph what to do and how to do it. So when it came time for them to be delivered, they were just kind of like getting some stuff that belonged to them. It belonged to them because God gave Joseph, and Pharaoh said, "Yeah, your God is the God who knows what's going on. Go ahead and do whatever your God tells you." And so Pharaoh gave permission for God to get his hands in the Egyptian wealth. Are you with me? Are you out there somewhere in la-la PGN land? Yes. All right. So because of God and Pharaoh, the moon, he was the moon, he was the sun god, he was who they called the sun, and he was bowing down or honoring Joseph, and said, "Whatever your God says, we bow to you." The sun and the moon bow down. Remember that? The moon was Egypt. The Bible even says that all of Egypt bow down to him. And then the brothers came later and bowed down too. So that's what that dream really means, not what most people think it is. And so, but all that wealth, friend, came because of Joseph. A Joseph. Think about a Joseph. You know any Josephs? Do you know any Josephs, friend, that have a mantle for the market? You know anybody like that? I'm thinking of somebody, but I don't want to say their name right now because it might sound a little funny to say it. Yeah, but through what has happened through years of watching God Almighty deliver the goods through a gift called the transfer of wealth mantle. Yeah, and already seen it go into action time and time and time again, and known around the world. The whole world knows about this gift. Because when it comes to money, friend, money moves things. And people get moved when it comes to money. All of us do, right? Because that's our provision, especially when it comes from God, right? We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those monies, all that land, that property, it just says, "Please, please take me. Please, I want you to have me. Please have me." You know, talking like a girl. And the earth just cries out, "I want to bless you. Please, all the riches that the Father put in me, you can have it. I will show you where it's at. Just, you know, seek God first, and it'll all come to you." So what does God do? He knows what's going to happen in the end times, or in the last plague, or in the last times, in the last days. The last plague represents the last day. We've talked about this for years. I've talked about this for years. Prophesied this many times. Not even knowing what I was doing. Not even knowing where it was going to go. Not even having a clue that last two Wednesdays ago, God's going to say to me, "I'm now going to use that gift I put on you. We're going to bless people. I'm going to bless my people. I'm going to bless them. I'm going to bless their socks off." And I just got all happy. Not because people are going to get a lot of money. And get money in their pockets and get out of debt and have money to help people and help whoever they want, their mama, their church, whoever they want to help. It's their money, right? It's like I didn't get happy just because of that. I got happy because you know, oh my God, you know, finally I see why he gave me this mantle. I mean, why? It makes sense now. And you can't sell it. If you try to sell it, it goes away. Like when I tried to do the market thing myself and open up an account and for myself and do the market thing, you know, it worked to a certain degree, but it began to dwindle away. And I watched it dwindle away. And the Lord finally showed me why, you know. And so it can't even work. I can't even work it. You can't sell it, right? You can't work it because if you do, it goes away. So what does God do? He said, I've set you up as a servant. You're going to wash my people's feet, Randy. You're going to wash their feet. I don't know why that's funny, but I think I like toes anyway, and I like feet. I always have. I always like toes and feet. And anyway, so why not, you know, wash their feet with butter? The Bible talks about scripture with washing their feet and butter, something like that. I can remember. I think I heard some man of God preach about that many years ago. And I'm going, yeah, we can wash their feet in butter, God. That would be fun. That would be really cool. Be a little slippery, but it would be really awesome. And just wash God's people and cleanse them from all the corruption of the Pharaoh who has enslaved us all. And now he says, I'm going to send my servant. You know, when you become a servant, you become the lowest. But when you become the lowest, you become the greatest, right? Even though you're the lowest. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So, you know, I just love it. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with that. It's like all this stuff is making me really happy, even though, but why are you happy? You can't personally indulge in it, Randy. I thought, yeah, I know. And for some reason, that's really making me happy. I mean, PGN is going to be blessed, you know, hopefully. With it all, but we know God's people are going to be blessed, and it's going to go down in history, or at least in heavenly history, that God used a guy who didn't have a clue what he was doing and gave him a gift from heaven and couldn't even bless himself, but just bless God's people. I mean, who could have a more genius idea than that, friend? Who could have a more genius idea than that? I mean, is that genius or what? He fixed it where I couldn't get anything personally out of it. It's just genius, man. It's like he knows us, right? Oh, God, help me for having a good time. I'm just having a good time tonight. I feel like I'm getting drunk already and loaded on the Holy Ghost. Woo! Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing and keeps me singing as I go. Hallelujah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that doesn't mess with you a little bit, but it does me. I just love it. Jesus, my favorite song when I first got saved, being a good old Baptist, as I was raised. I was raised Baptist, so Baptist is normal for me, right? So right away, my Baptist friend who kind of won me to the Lord invited me to go to church, and they would sing that song. I just love that song. It was an old song. I felt kind of old sometimes singing it until I sang it unto Jesus, and I go, oh, my God, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. And I would sing it like a little kid, you know, singing it like a little kid, just with total wow and awe of the Lord, and someone who humbled himself and died for me, gave me more than what I needed. The servant who served. Oh, friend, we want to be a servant. We want to be a servant. I'm a servant in this way. You'll be a servant in a different way, and we'll all be great together, right, when we're down on our knees. Washing people's feet with different kinds of anointings, different kinds of mantles, different kinds of things, right? I'll have my anointing I'll wash people's feet with, and you'll have your anointing you'll wash people's feet with, and we'll all be little servants who are just like nothing in people's eyes, like, you know, what, you know, and then you like a fool, like, you know, and then all of a sudden God just out of his grace just endows you with some amazing thing, and now everybody comes after you, you know, for it, you know, so to speak. I mean, you know, a healing, you know, those people had what those healing miracle gifts. Man, I mean, people just flock to that when they know it's real. It's amazing. And all the different gifts of the Spirit that God gives, you know, when it becomes real and people realize it's real, they come flocking to it because it's the riches of God's grace being given out to his people for nothing, or it should be for nothing, right? It should be for nothing. It hasn't been. It's become sold and merchandised, which is so sad, and which is another thing I want to talk about tonight. It's amazing that God had us start PGN with the no merchandising, you know, spirit, right? Because that's how he had us birth PGN. He had me birth. Like he said, Rain, if you won't sell, I'm going to make you wealthy. You know, I'm going to make you, or he says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you more than I've ever blessed any man. And you have to understand, friend, I know in the Bible people got blessed. How can that be? That doesn't make any sense to me. And today, even it still doesn't. Except for maybe like John the Baptist, who didn't do one miracle, right? But God used him to release the Spirit of God into the atmosphere to make everyone know that the Messiah is coming and it is at hand. It's at hand. That's what his job was. And so even though he was a lowly servant and never did a miracle, the recognition of his anointing, even by the Messiah himself, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ recognized it and called him, gave him the honor of being the greatest prophet of the old. Man, what an honor that is. To this day, even that's an honor. When you look at all the things all the prophets did, he was the greatest. He was the greatest of them all, and yet he never did a miracle. Now, I'm not saying we're not going to walk a miracle around. We are, but we have to recognize our anointings and, you know, go with that and let God show us what he wants to do with it. So here we are. We didn't do the merchandising thing, and little did I realize the reason God was having us not, it was making a really, really big deal out of it. Most people just thought I was like, had my mantle in a wad. They really did. People were rebuking me under their breath all the time, telling me, you know, like, hey, you're getting really too carried away with this. You know, and I had to kind of agree sometimes. It seemed like in my mind I was, but the Lord just kept saying, hit it again. Tell them again. Cleanse my people. Wash my people with this word. Even though they may not receive it, it doesn't matter because it just keeps speaking it. Just keep speaking it. And one of these days, I'm going to use you and PGN to provoke all the other tribes, you know, of God's people, the Baptists, the Methodists, the Charismatics, all of them, the Catholics. I'm going to provoke them to jealousy. I'm going to provoke them to jealousy. And they're going to say, why have you been so blessed, and yet you never sell a book, never sell a CD, you never sell a teaching, all you do is give. Well, that should be obvious then. But you know what? They've been so blinded, friend, they couldn't see it. They don't want to see it. The whole system is built around it. So they can't see it. They have to resist it. They have to resist it vehemently, and they do, many of them. So God says, just keep doing it. Now, for the first time, honestly, I'm seeing how the wealth thing that God spoke to me when we started PGN, how he said that I'm going to bless you like the ministry and more than I've ever blessed any man, because that just was totally crazy to me, y'all. I mean, totally, that was out for lunch stuff. You didn't, you know, I rebuked myself. I rebuked the Lord, kind of. I mean, I just, you know, what? Am I just dreaming this stuff up? What's going on? And so little did I realize that the resistance of the merchandising spirit was the very thing that brought us to the point 2 Wednesdays ago when I announced it, when God announced it to me, that he was now going to activate the market, the Joseph blessing, the transfer of wealth blessing, the market realm anointing to transfer the wealth into God's people's hands, just like happened in Egypt. And that became the currency for the new nation. That's the new thing. When God said, renew your covenant with me, it's because when God gets, listen to me, friend, when God gets ready to do something new with his people, he will have you renew your covenant. It's not about getting saved again. You're either saved or you're not saved. Either saved or you're not saved, period. That's it. Yeah. There ain't no in between. You can't almost be saved, sort of saved. I hope I'm saved. Either saved or you ain't. Girlfriend, brother, whoever you are, that's it. Just like Israel. Israel was, you know, so when you're saved, you have a covenant with God. But sometimes God says, I'm about to do something new, like he did with Israel. Israel had been saved or been, you know, the children of God for many years, about 600 years. He says, now I'm doing something new. I'm getting ready to do something new, Randy. Or he told Moses, I'm getting ready to do something new, Moses. And even told him at the bush. Tanisha got that scripture from me last week. I think it's Exodus 3:22, where it says, God tells Moses at the bush. The burning bush, in case you wonder what bush it is, that one. And he says to Moses, he said, you know, Israel is going to go to their neighbors and ask for gold and silver and cloth, and you're going to walk out with wealth. Now, he was telling him that in the beginning because he said the blood of the doorpost is going to be the reactivation. They were already covenant people, but he said, I want you to refresh it because you're going to refresh it because I'm about to do something brand spanking new. That brand spanking new was, friend, he was about to raise up, it wasn't a new nation, it was a nation, they had already been a nation in God's eyes, but they were literally, physically about to become a nation so that the world could see that Israel is a nation of God with money, with currency, and guess where the currency came from? Guess where the money came from? It came from Egypt, because that money came passed down from Joseph and God and Joseph. It transferred into the land, and when they got the money, the reason that they handed the money over, one of the reasons is because spiritually speaking and literally speaking, it belonged to them because of God getting approval. God got approval from Pharaoh through Joseph to make the transaction of all the wealth. Yeah. And there's a lot more to that. One of these days we'll get into it more. So here they are. Going to their neighbors, they have freshly dead husband, freshly dead firstborn son, freshly dead firstborn animals around which represents their wealth. And God says, go now. Go now while it's fresh. So they knocked on the doors. They're in there crying. The Bible says there was a wailing cry that was heard, never heard again since then, all through Egypt. The Bible says, go read it. And Exodus 10, 11, and 12. And you might slip into 13. It's pretty cool, too. A cry. Why? Because the firstborn, they were dying everywhere. There was no blood on the doorpost. They were all dead. Instantly, they died. God says, now, go. Go now, just like I know they got to get out of the market. Get out now. Get in now. Get out now. Same thing. Go get it now. Get in now. Knock on the doors. Gold, silver, and cloth. We want it. Can we have something? Can we borrow it? Can we have it? And they go, yeah, get it and get out before we all die. Because they were afraid. They were so set up by God that they were all afraid they were going to die. Everybody was going to die because their firstborn was laying there dead. And they go, well, yeah, what good is our money going to do us if we're all dead? So, yeah, get the money and get out of town. Literally, friend, that's literally what happened. Read Exodus 10, 11, and 12, and 13. Read it. You'll love it. And take it personal, please. We've been doing this for years now, right? I don't know exactly how many years. Since 2010, somewhere in there. I have to go back and look at the exact dates, but something like that. And every week, Every week, I'm going, what am I doing? I'm losing my mind. What is this? And the Lord, little did I know, I have to say, y'all, I did not know. I have to admit, I didn't have a clue. What was about to transpire was a literal manifestation of that, literally, in the earth, through a mantle that God gave a person. Like he gave to Moses when he told Moses, you're going to take the wealth. You're going to tell my people, and my people are going to do it. He didn't even tell Moses to do it. I think their family did it, but Moses didn't do it. Right? And he said, let all of Israel do this. All of Israel. All that cut a covenant with me, refresh their covenant, who did the blood over the doorpost for 8 years. or however long, I'm going to cut a covenant with my people, a fresh one. He already cut covenant with them a long time ago. He was refreshing the covenant because he was about to do something refreshing. He was about to do a new thing. He was about to bring forth a new nation with its own currency, which came out of Egypt, which belonged to them anyway, not because they were slaves. I used to think it was because they were slaves that belonged to them. Whatever. That's not really it. It's really it because of what Joseph did. The Joseph anointing, that's what did it. But read the story and see how he did that. It's amazing, man. It's amazing. Oh, my God. And we're about to see that literally happen. Literally. Yeah, I know. Moses told him he's coming to deliver him. And as soon as he, you know, went to Pharaoh the first time, Pharaoh gets ticked off and says, well, you know, if you ain't got nothing better to do than trying to get out of town, I'm going to double your work. I'm going to double your labor. Now you're going to be making brick, but we used to bring you the straw. Now we're not going to bring you the straw. You have to collect your own straw and make the same amount of bricks you were making before. And boy, did they ever get mad at Moses. What are you trying to do to us here? What are you trying to do? It's not funny. I feel sorry for him, actually, because I've been through that a little bit. You know, we need to experience it, actually. It's really good for you. It's some good bitter herbs to eat during your Passover moment. It really is. So, anyway, so if you want to be a servant, just get ready for that kind of thing. It's just going to happen to you, and just get used to it because that's just the way it is. And you have to learn to get over it and get through it. And Moses complained a few times to God, like I have and like you have. I'm sure you have too. You know, I complained to God a few times, like, what's wrong with these people, man? Can't they see this? Can't they see it? Well, you know what? People can't see things that God didn't show them. Well, Moses told them, yeah, but it doesn't matter. You know, if they don't see it, if they don't see it from God, it's pretty hard for people to see something if God doesn't show them. It really is. And you have to understand that. That's just part of it. Part of it. And so it's the grace of God has to work. So there you go. So anyway, very awesome, isn't it? Some of you guys have been with us for a long time. You know everything I'm telling you is exactly right, right? We've been talking about this for years. Every Thursday, the blood of the doorpost, and talk about, most of the time we would talk about this very thing that I've talked about tonight, right? And I'm going like, honest to God, I mean, I hate to admit this, y'all, but after years, I'm going like, God, is this ever going? We ever not going to do this on Thursdays? I mean, can't we just transition to, you know, maybe like have a river in the studio and like pass over the river and make the water stop and we pass through the water, you know, like going into Canaan land or something like that? Can't we just do something like that now instead of the blood of the doorpost? You know, I mean, I'm just trying to work it, right? I'm trying to think, what can we do here? Because, you know, this is kind of getting, this is, and I would feel the anointing on it most of the time, not always, because God just told me, when God tells you to do something, friend, you just do it. That's it. You just do it because he tells you. You don't do it because you figure it out. You don't do it because you feel goosebumps. You do it because you got covenant with God, and you're going to do what God says no matter what it feels like, even when it doesn't feel right, even when you don't want to do it. You do it anyway, right? And you learn how to do it with joy. And I don't always do everything with joy, but I'm learning how. I'm asking God to help me. Yeah, I'm not going to lie about it, right? I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, I said, God, you got to help me with this, man. I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with this whole thing with Joe Biden. I'm struggling with this Trump thing. I voted for Trump. How come, you know, what's going on? Why are you doing this? I mean, what's going on? And then when he started showing me, then I knew. But nobody else really much got it, because if God didn't show them, how do you expect them to know it? They're not going to know it. They're not going to get it until God shows them, because they get convinced by all these other things, like I have. You know, we need to be convinced by God. Sometimes it takes a lot for God to convince people, even though you know. Because God, and I wouldn't have believed a lot of it had God not told me. I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't have believed a lot of that stuff. I would have been just like y'all. I've been rebuking me under your breath. I did rebuke myself a few times under my breath. Yeah, I did. What am I doing? What's going on here? Donald Trump's not going to win anything. God, you know, if he wins one, if he just wins one case in these 60 cases he's got, if he just wins one of them, I'm a false prophet. You know, how can you do this to me? Just tell him, Randy. Just tell him. And he convinced me. He did convince me, or believe me, I wouldn't have been able to do it. I wouldn't have been able to do it. I'm not a courageous person within myself. You can't use your own courage in the supernatural realm. You think you can, but it just melts. It melts. I don't care how courageous you think you are, your courage will melt in the fire of the struggle and the battle. It will melt. I guarantee you. Peter's did. He denied the Lord. It wasn't because he was an ignorant, stupid person or a evil person. It's because his courage, he was walking in his own courage. And believe me, your courage will melt. If God had not given me courage, I wouldn't be able to say and do a lot of things that I say and do. Sometimes the struggle you hear me going through is I'm struggling with it myself, going, God, you know, I know that I know nobody believes this stuff. No, nobody believes this stuff. You want me to tell people nobody believes it? They're not going to believe it. Well, what happened with Moses? What did Moses argue with God about? They're not going to believe me, God. How are they going to believe me? They're not going to believe me. They're not going to believe it. When I tell them, they're not going to believe it. They want to curse me. They're going to want to kill me. You know, they want to stone me. How dare you say that? How dare you say that? Well, that's exactly what God and Moses went through. Moses told God, he said, God, you know those people. They're not going to believe that. Whose name am I coming in now? Yeah, that one. They're not going to believe it. He just told Moses, he said, just go do it, man. Go do it, boy. Just go do it. Just go do it, and I'll be with you. So you just go do it sometime. If he convinces you, and you just hope you make it. Honestly. You just hope you make it. Okay. So much for clowning around. That was a blast, man. I love that stuff. I just love it. It's just so much fun. No wonder the Lord doesn't pay me for this because I'm having too much fun. How can I have so much fun and pay me? It just wouldn't work. It wouldn't be morally right, right? It just wouldn't be morally right. My conscience would be guilty. God, I'm having too much fun. If you decide you want to pay me, that's fine. But you know, I can understand why you don't. Why I'm not getting? Yeah, it's because you meet my needs other ways right now. But hallelujah. Whatever you want to do, it's all yours. Anyway, hey y'all, I got a text from Sandra. You know Sandra, she's one of our friends here on PGN who hosts a show sometimes, and so let me see if I can find this. So Sandra sends me this to me today, right? She sends this text to me today, and I want you to listen to this. It's so awesome. It is sent to me today at 5:09 p.m. And it says, "Hi Randy, you have come to me three times the past week. The first time it was a dream. You said to me, 'Girl, we are about to be millionaires.' The second time I was praying for the ministry and the building, and I said, 'Father, there may only be a handful of dedicated followers to give.' And I saw a vision of Jesus at the mount, and he was lifting up the two fish and five loaves of bread. Suddenly I heard, 'Little is much in the hands of God. Little is much in the hands of God.'" Wow, girl, that's like amazing. Here's some more. "And the third time was Sunday. My husband and I was reading the Bible during our morning devotion. We were reading from Numbers 15, 17 through 21. As I was reading the scripture, I saw a vision of your face. I said, 'Lord, I understand what you're saying. You may not have any specifications for those whom God has shown you to bless, but God has an expectation of devotion back to the ministry.'" All right, let me read that again. "I said, 'Lord, I understand what you're saying. You may not have any specifications, for those whom God has shown you to bless, but God has an expectation of devotion back to the ministry.'" All right. And she sends me another one. "Hi, Randy. Let's see. I think it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing twice. Okay, sorry. I almost repeated that. So isn't that cool? I love that. I sent a thing back to her saying, man, that is really awesome. I think her and her husband Robert were praying. And I said, that's very amazing, Sandra. Can I share it tonight? She said, yeah. Thank you. I love that. I'm going to read it one more time for those of you maybe who just weren't able to hear that. This is Saundra talking. She's one of our hosts on the show that shows once in a while for us. Says, Randy, you have come to me three times. You came to me three times in the past week. The first time was in a dream. You said to me, girl, we are about to be millionaires. The second time, I was praying for the ministry and the building. I said, Father, there may only be a handful of dedicated followers to give. Then I saw a vision of Jesus at the Mount. He was lifting up the two fish and five loaves of bread. Suddenly I heard little is much in the hands of God. The third time was Sunday. My husband Robert and I were reading the Bible, doing our morning devotion. We were reading from Numbers 15, 17 to 21, and I was reading the scripture. I saw a vision of your face, and I said, Lord, I understand what you're saying. Okay, so she says, in other words, you may not have any requirements, but God does. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I don't think I read that correctly. Yeah. Thank you very much for helping me with that. So in other words, okay, here we go. Let's read that again. So I saw a vision in your face. I knew what it meant. I just said, Lord, I understand what you're saying. Randy, you may not have any requirements, but God does. Randy may not have any requirements, but God does, for those who God has shown you to bless. But God has an expectation of devotion back to the ministry. She says, in other words, you may not have requirements, but God does. Wow. Well, thank you, Saundra, for that. And I'm telling you, what awesome, that was awesome, man. I thought that was really awesome. What a great word. The five loaves and two fish. What a better way to describe taking a little bit and turn it into much. And friend, you know, how many times have we talked about that too? I know a lot of preachers talk about it, of course, but you know, it's been a special revelation for me because a lot of preachers use it to sell things. You know, God will bless you when you buy my books, when you give to my ministry, he's going to bless you. And they talk about giving it away, but yet they turn around and sell it, which makes no sense to me. I still haven't got any sense out of that yet, how they can turn around and sell the bread to you, to God's people. How can they sell the bread? Well, they got to make money. Well, God has a system for making money, friend, and it has nothing to do with selling. It has to do with what they talk about, but they don't do it. And that is, they break the bread, they lift the bread up, they bless it, break it, and give it out for free. He didn't sell Peter, James, and John, see if he can pick up a few bucks along the way, if anybody has any money, fill their pockets and see if you can get some money out of them out of this for this bread. Because they could have gone, went and bought it themselves. I mean, there's a lot of things Jesus could have said. You know what? The disciples could have had a board meeting and said, you know, Jesus, I think we should try to at least take up some offerings on this and this bread. I mean, we're giving them the bread. I mean, you know, they probably have money. They could go back and buy it, but by the time they do, it's so far away. So it's a good opportunity. We can say, hey, you don't have to go to town and walk all the way to town and come back. We're gonna bless you food, but can you give us money? Can you give us a few bucks? He didn't do that. He didn't say, give us anything. Friend, we got it all messed up. We have got it all messed up. It is messed up to the core. It's free, but you're not going to get it till you send me an offering. That's the way the FCC, that's the way the IRS makes them say it. Because I was one of them. I said it like that. Now, this is free, but we can't say we can't sell it to you, but you're not going to get the oil or the book until you send me that money. I don't know where they got that from. They didn't get it from Jesus, right? He wasn't selling the bread. I'm sorry, I'm not saying it correctly. The IRS would say, Jesus, you can't say you're selling the bread, but you give it. But they're not going to get any of the bread until they hand you the money. You know, good and well, friend, that's exactly what it's like. The only thing they're going to give you is a book on how to get saved, and maybe not even that. Sorry I ruined that with that beautiful message with all that. But that's where my heart is. And hey, you have to understand, friend, the reason that God, now I see, because I have to say, as a prophet and as a revelator, I did not know where this was all going. I did not know that it was all going to be to peak out when Biden became president and the one world system is now on its way. You know, Biden's been in Europe. What do you think he's doing in Europe? What do you think he's doing over there? I tell you what he's doing over there. He's letting them know they're getting ready to pass the baton to them. We're going to help pass the baton to you guys, and the U.S. is going to become weak, and you guys are going to become strong. That's what he's doing there. Do you understand that? That's what he's doing. I was talking about this last night, and honest to God, totally had forgotten that he was in Europe. I'm sitting there saying, yeah, they're about to transfer the power over to Europe, to those countries, because that's where the Antichrist is going to come from, is Europe. That's what they're doing. And believe me, they've got it all figured out already. They already got it all set up. They're just waiting for the right president. They got the right president now. He's the right one. He's going to do the job. He is going to do the job. That's why God gave me his name and shouted his name to me in 2008. As most of you know, I've talked about him for years, not exactly understanding. My personal friends will tell you, because I couldn't talk about this publicly, but my personal problem with this was, I said, God, you know, is he going to be like work at the UN? I mean, he's not vice president anymore. Barack Obama's out. What's going to happen with Joe Biden? I mean, what's going to happen with Joe Biden? And then when Hillary and him, I thought we're going to run together, or he was going to run instead of Hillary, because they were going to take Hillary out. Well, they took Hillary out, but it wasn't like what I thought. I didn't understand that exactly, but that's exactly what happened. And so Joe Biden's going to be 77 years old. I mean, oh my gosh, how's he going to be president then? He already stutters like it is. Nothing wrong with stuttering, but if I've stuttered, I've been a stutterer before. I understand stuttering. I mean, I wasn't faking that either. Sorry, y'all. I wasn't faking that just now. I better watch my mouth, right? Yeah. So I know what it's like to stutter and to can't speak and can't talk in front of people. I know what that's like. Yeah, believe me. So, all right. Numbers, okay, let's read. Numbers, give me another scripture, number 17, verse 21. Adonai spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Israel, say to them, when you enter the land to which I am taking you, and when you eat some of the food of the land, you are to offer a portion to Adonai. You are to offer a cake from the first of your ground-up meal as an offering from your threshing floor, so you are to lift it up. And throughout your generations to come, you are to give this offering from the first of your ground-up meal. The first of your ground-up meal. In other words, when they ground the meal up from the corn or the whatever, to give that up to God first. Yeah, because God has a way to take care of his servants, you know. You know, I mean, God may allow me to get paid someday. I don't know. I'm not even really concerned about it. I don't even really think about it, really. You know, honest to God, I've never been a person who wanted a lot of things. You know, it's cool to have it, but go after it. Waste my life going after it. I just never saw any value in it. You know, I really haven't. Honest to God, if people know me, will tell you that. And so, you know, God has a different thing. So whatever he wants to do, you know, there's a reason for everything. So, friend, just obey God. Just obey God. If you're obeying God, if you're called to PGN, as most of you have that have been with us for a long time, you've been called to PGN. Now you can understand a little bit more why God spoke to you about making you wealthy, but you never knew how it was going to happen. Well, neither did I. You know, we've had people in PGN that told us, you know, and when I get $1 million, I'm going to give you your first million or something like that. I don't remember the first million, what it was, but we're going to donate $1 million. $1 million to you. I'm going, well, hallelujah. And so we don't have a clue how it's going to happen. And I'm going, yeah. Yeah, I don't either. I don't know either. But whatever, if God does it, great. Hallelujah. But, you know, in all truth, just like I told you, and God is my witness, there's no exaggeration, no whatever. Last Wednesday, or a couple of Wednesdays ago, when I came on the show, just got it that day, a couple of hours beforehand, came on the show and told you that because I was so excited that the mantle of this transfer of wealth thing, this market that's been working for many years, publicly known around the world among financial people as an amazing phenomena that God has done, that now he's going to use it for us, for you guys. I mean, for PGN, it's just mind-boggling. Mind-boggling, y'all. Mind-boggling. Now you can see why God had you stick it out with PGN. You know, we've had people come and go. A lot of them, you know, some people go and come back and just as dedicated as they were when they left. Sometimes we need to just let people get a chance to kind of figure out different ways to go and let them go that way if they want to, if they need to for a little while, to learn whatever God wants to show them. And then when they come back, you know, they're ours. They're called by God. We love them. We want everybody to be a part of PGN. But if when God calls you, you can't get away from it. You may try. You may think, well, I'm going to go try something else. And I'll just say, it's hard for me to let you go, but I let you go in love. Go your way. Be blessed. And that's what I've done with people, a few of them. Go your way and be blessed. You know, I know you need to obey God. Go do whatever and be blessed. And so when they would leave and leave with their money, you know, God just increased us and multiplied. Some of you kept up with it and you watched it happen. This is not just something going on in the corner somewhere. This is some of you keep up with the money every week, you know, because that's kind of when you're calling. So, you know exactly what's happened. And those who have left and took their money, you know, and it was their right to do it. We gave them the, you know, of course, we have no right to do it. We don't control people, right? We give you the right to do whatever God's calling you to do. So it's really cool. It's a really, really cool thing. So anyway, all right. So, all right. Hallelujah. I'm trying to check all the texts to see what people are sending me. All right. Okay, so there's so much to talk about, and it's already 10 o'clock, y'all. I mean, it's already 10 o'clock. Oh, my gosh. Already 10 o'clock. Okay. All right, let's get ready to take communion. Y'all want to do that now? Let's do that now. And remember what communion is all about, right? Okay. Go through some things. Give me a second here while I go through some stuff. All right. Let's go here to the scripture and let's take communion. Some of you have heard us talk about communion many times. You know what we're about to talk about, basically. 1 Corinthians 11. So let's take it together. Believe God for his miracle working power. All right, 1 Corinthians 11. I don't really know what version I'm in, but not that it makes that much difference. But let's go here and get ready. Get your cup, if you would. I've got mine right here. Sandra, what an awesome word. Thank you for that. Thank you for that word. That was powerful. Hallelujah. Really, 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 really good. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's take communion together tonight, friend, and let's lift up the bread, and we just bless it, Jesus, and we just thank you that all the apostles said about all this in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, for I received, Paul the apostle received from the Lord that which he also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We bless it. Lord Jesus, we break it and we partake tonight. Jesus' name. Blessed be your name, Lord God. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. 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 All right. In the same way, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's drink, friend. Blessed, holy Lamb of God, how we thank you and we praise you for what you are about to do in the body of Christ. The transfer of wealth that you paid for on the cross of Calvary, just like Joseph paved the way for Israel to be blessed many years later. Joseph is a type of Christ. Christ paved the way, bought the earth, shed his blood. His blood went into the earth and bought the earth back so that you and I, just like Joseph, when Joseph did his job, he bought Egypt for God. Jesus has bought, hallelujah, and everything in it, everything in it. Hallelujah. Everything in it. Hallelujah. Woo, y'all feel the anointing on that. Oh, my God. Everything in it has been bought back for you and me, friend, because God made it. The earth is pleased when it brings forth its fruit and gives it to you like a mama giving her breast milk to her baby. The satisfaction and the love giving us the food and the provision that the Father put in it for you and I, friend. That's exactly how God made it. The earth is not our mother. And the earth is not our mother. I don't know who our mother is. Maybe the church. I'm not sure. But the earth is not our mother, but it's like a mother, right? It's like, because it loves to nurture. It's like a mother and a father who love to take care of their babies, provide for their children. Hallelujah. 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 Be healed, friend. We speak over Nikki's blood, over Nikki from Florida. We just declare and decree your blood be made whole in the name of Jesus. May the blood of Christ wash through you tonight, cleanse you, make your blood new, creating you new blood platelets, creating you new blood in Jesus' name. Develop your blood into a healthy blood in the name of Christ. Heal her body, God. Deliver her body. And everyone here tonight, God, who needs a transfusion of some sort, some type of engrafting of Jesus' nature, where you're having issues, where you're having sin problems, whatever it is, may God engraft his precious body into your life tonight, friends, so you can be delivered from that horrible, tormenting sin that messes with you. In Jesus' name, I speak forgiveness over you. I speak love over you. I speak blessings over you. In the name of Jesus, I speak that you are free, that you are liberated, you are God's child, and he is watching over you in Jesus' name. He's watching over you right now, this very moment. He's watching over you. Be healed, be delivered in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. May God make you new through and through. May God make you new. May God make you new through and through. May God make you new. May God make you new through and through, all of you. May God make you new. May God make you new through and through, every part of you. Every part of you. God deliver you. Somebody's being delivered from nicotine right now. Nicotine of some sort. I don't know if you dip snuff or you smoke cigarettes or whatever the nicotine is. Maybe it's just those other things. In the name of Jesus, I feel God is delivering you right now by the power of his blood, by the power of the cross, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of his blood and his body. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be delivered in Jesus' name. Every addiction in your body, I command it to loose you now in the name of Jesus. Come out, devil. in Jesus' name. Come out addiction. Come out bondage. Come out slavery. I rebuke you slavery mentality in the name of Jesus, and I command your mind to receive the engrafting of the Word of God to save your soul and make you know you are blessed and highly favored in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Be favored. Be delivered. Be made whole. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. All right. So now we are getting ready to transfer over to... Oh, yeah, I wanted to tell you guys about the, before we pray over the offerings, I want to tell you about the money, for the money situation with the building fund. I pretty well got most of it together for you, and I told you I was going to tell you about that soon, and I want to tell you about it tonight the best I can. Okay, let's go here. Hang on a second. Let me do a few things. I'll be right with you. Hallelujah. All right, let's go here. Okay, we're going to do this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Get ready because I'm going to be telling you guys about it. I've got some information together today, actually, for you. Give me just a moment here. As people give, I record it so I can pray over it in line the best I can. We're about ready to do this. I'm just checking around, making sure I don't miss any offerings. Okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to pray over offerings now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being with us tonight. Let's go here. All right, let's go. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. All right, Donald and Tanya are going to have a show Saturday, so get ready for that. Make sure and call in and check out with them what's going on. Okay, I want to tell you about the money real quick. So far, I don't know if I have it perfectly correct. I think I got it pretty close. Let me see here. All right, so we've had several weeks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about five or five and a half months, something like that, of the building fund. Thank God for Noel coming up with that idea. It's a great idea. And I don't go with every idea everybody gives me, if you don't know that already. But I just felt like that was the Lord. And so the building fund is something that we did. We also tried to start out with something about 300 people. If 300 people could give $2,333.33, we'd have the $700,000 that we need. If 300 people, like Gideon's 300, there you go, we can name it that, Gideon's 300. 300 people gave $233.33. If 300 did that, that would be enough to get the building, or So that's one thing that I think somebody came up with, and really awesome. So, but so it doesn't mean you give that all at once. It means you could give over, you know, and we're believing God for extra, not just your regular offerings or your regular tithe, but above and beyond that, if you can't, God gives it to you. So we need above that. If that can happen for you, that'd be great. Believe God to bless you. Just believe God to bless you. And if he does, then, you know, give a portion of it to PGN. And if 300 people give $2,333.33, that would be enough to do the building. But, okay, so we did that, and then we started the building fund thing where if you gave $50, somebody would match that with $50, so your $50 would turn into $100. So we've been doing that. A lot of people have given extra, and we've multiplied that extra. Like if they get an extra $50, that $50, extra $50 turns into $100, which is extra money, not just regular tithe and offering. But then we turned it around and we said, you know, if you just put building fund on there, then we can take that and double that, and somebody will match that. That's been going on for a few weeks now. So we're thankful for that. That really upped it a lot. And, but that's also a lot of that money is just regular giving. Not all of it, but a lot of it is regular giving that people gave. And so that's good because it brought in some money. And either way, God did it. And it wasn't your money. It was somebody else's money. Somebody matched that money. And so really, really cool. Really, really cool. That way, yeah, really awesome. So we had about $16,000 come in. I think I got that pretty close, $16,000. If somebody has a better number than that, get it to me and let me know. One of the things we've had trouble with is keeping up with people who later say, add that to my building fund, add that to a building fund. And so then I have to go back and find out who did the building fund thing and what day it was and all that. So I don't know if I get that all right or not, but I think I did pretty good. So we had building fund people who put building fund on their offering, designated building fund, $16,000. Very, very awesome. Hallelujah. Yeah, so that made that, and that being matched, made it $32,000, y'all. Can y'all believe that? So $32,000 have come in with the building fund offerings, the match money, which makes that $32,000. Woo! Jesus, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Man, that's awesome. It's awesome. We still got got a lot of thousands to go, but hey, you know what? I mean, that's a great start, and God's going to do it somehow or another. Somehow or another is going to happen. So, amen. I wanted to give that report. I think I got that pretty close. It might be a little more than that or a little less than that. I don't know if I have it exactly perfect because some people would later after the show or during the show, they'd say, oh, that was building fund. And they would send me a text or something saying it's building fund or an email. And so thank you for that, but I don't know if I was able to keep up with all those or not. I think I did pretty good, but I could have missed that a little bit, but not much. So thank you for all that. Amen. The match funds, the people who put match fund up, thank you for that. Really, really awesome. We're so grateful and so thankful for what God is doing. And don't forget, Donald and Tanya are going to be on Saturday. They normally aren't on. They just come on off and on, and they said they can do a show Saturday. So I said, hey, you got a Saturday. There you go. So they'll be on Saturday. And all right, so our regular ones will be on as usual for the most part. So be praying for them and bless them in Jesus' name. And let's make sure and get into their shows during the week and then during the weekend. So join in and get some prayer and get ministered to. All right. Praise God. Okay. What are we doing here? We're going at it. All right. So we're going to pray over offerings now. So we've got, thank you, Lord, for Andrea. Our first giver tonight is Andrea. And if you want to give tonight, you're welcome to do that. Go to randychandler.com, randychandler.com on your phone or your computer, and just click on donate. All right. Click on donate. And it's just that simple. And then you can give 50 cents or $50,000, whatever you want to do. Just whatever God speaks you to do. All right, so go do that. And let me get some water, and we'll get started here. Praying over offerings tonight. Hallelujah. Good water. Make sure and drink your water so you don't get dehydrated. And coffee and juices and Cokes don't count. It'll mess your body up. Make sure and drink your water. Hallelujah. All right. Pray over offerings right now. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thank you tonight for Andrea, God. Thank you, Jesus, for her. For her love for you, God. We thank you, Lord, for increasing her, multiplying her. Thank you for that that $500 she sent to the animals. Lord, we thank you that we love your creatures, that she loves your creatures. We thank you for that. We just bless that and ask you to multiply that to her and increase that to her, God, in Jesus' name. And the $5, Lord, for the building fund, we just bless that. And all the times Andrea gives, we just thank you, Jesus, for all the times, God, that you've connected her into part of PGN. We're so thankful. And we just bless her. We thank you, Lord, for her love for the creatures, her love for the earth that God has given us, because that's where the fruit comes from, of provision. And we thank you, Lord, that the Lord bless her in Jesus' name with that blessing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless her with that blessing, God. All the blessings that come from the earth, from God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. All right. All right, thank you, Andrea. We appreciate you and your prayer walking and all that God has you do there. We just bless you for that. Thank you for it. And helping set the earth. Anytime somebody helps set the earth free and blesses the earth, we are all blessed, right? Because her prayers, believe me, friend, and the freedom that God using her has used her before and use her in the future helps set. When the earth in her area is blessed, wherever she prays, we all get blessed. So be thankful for that and ask God to help you understand that process of setting the earth free. It is powerful. All right, Maureen, $5. God bless you, Maureen. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Maureen. I thank you for prospering her. I thank you for growth in her life, God, that she will have find herself with growth. That you just, all of a sudden, just like she takes some bread like Jesus did, breaks it, bless it, and gives it away. God, like the $5 today, she blessed, broke, give it away. God, just increase her and multiply her. As she gives unto you, Jesus, whatever way she does that, through her time, through her prayers, in Jesus' name, bless her socks off, God. Just bless her really, 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 really good. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, we thank you, God, for just doing that right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm still drinking water. Awesome. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Or just multiply her, increase her, multiply her thoughts. Give her more thoughts. Give her, add to her thoughts. Let her thought realm, as she gives her thoughts to you, as she takes her thoughts and breaks them and gives them to you, saying, Jesus, this is all I have. I thank you. I give you glory. This is how I think. I give it to you, God. Show me how to think. And then you, as she does that, you increase and multiply her ability to think, Father, that her brain will be able to function fully at a whole other level in the name of Jesus, where she can come up, where you can give her creative ideas on how to work less and get more.
I God gave me a prayer one time, Maureen. He said if you start praying the blessing prayer. I said, what's the blessing prayer? He says to work less and to make more. We think the more we work, the more money we get, the more provision we get. The Lord says just the opposite. I teach you how to work a little bit and get the job done fast and get paid more. Yeah, so I start praying that. And I believe it. God has blessed me with that in many different ways. So in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen and amen. I bless you with that in the name of Jesus. It's all in the thoughts. It's the thoughts that God gives you. The ideas he gives you. His ways become our, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. In other words, things become easier because you break through that thing of, I got to be doing a whole bunch to get a little bit. It's about doing a little bit and getting a whole bunch. And that literally is the blessing of God. It's not being lazy. It's just giving us more time to spend doing what we want to do and what God wants us to do, which ought to be all the same thing, right? And believe me, God wants you to enjoy yourself, Maureen. He does. He wants you to enjoy yourself. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be blessed more than you realize. Amen. May your thoughts be opened up to that. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, Sally, $7. Thank you, Lord, Sally, for breaking the limitation realm in Jesus' name, that you're breaking that limitation realm, God, of feeling limited in a limited area, doing a limited thing of limitations. Limitations everywhere. God, I thank you, Lord, for breaking her free into the unlimited realm and showing her that the reason that it's possible is because Jesus said 30, 60, 100-fold understanding. In other words, when you start understanding things, you start realizing that he gave us a way of how to become unlimited, and that is learning how to give our time, our thoughts. Our thoughts can become unlimited toward God. Our thinking can become unlimited or 100-fold. Our emotional realm can become unlimited in its access to pleasantries and life and joy and satisfaction and not feeling lonely and by ourselves, but feeling like even though you can be by yourself, you're not alone. Jesus said, he didn't say he was alone. He said, I'm alone, but I'm not because my Father's with me. I can't remember exactly how he said it, but I thank you, Jesus, for that, for Sally, God, that you begin to show her how to increase and multiply herself into the unlimited realm by just starting out by the little, just doing a little bit that she's already done already. And teach her how to increase that, not just in the money realm, but also in every realm, in every area, God, in Jesus' name. Increase her in every area. Hallelujah. Show her how to increase. You know what God did, Sally? He gave us the plan on how to increase in every area. He gave us the idea of how to do that. Yeah, he did. Yeah, give me a second here. Okay, give me a second here. I'm still working on a couple of things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that. And the whole thing, Sally, is about the unlimited realm. How do we do that? Just have faith for it? No, it's very specifically given when Jesus took the bread, blessed it, and broke it. You know, it's a thing of increase. If you want more time, give your time away to God. All right, if you want more, wisdom, ask God for wisdom and give your wisdom to God. Tell him what you think and say, God, is this right? And he'll say, no, I got some better wisdom. That's pretty cool, but I got some greater wisdom for you, Sally. And he'll give you his wisdom, which is high and lifted up. And So, yeah, in Jesus' name. So God's showing you how to, the unlimited realm only stops when we stop learning how it works, and that is by giving. Giving. I'm not just talking about giving money. That too. I mean, it's in everything. Everything God made, he made it, he gave it in the seed realm where he could see time and harvest. It literally works in everything. Everything he made, because God made it, he made it seed time and harvest, right? And so as God gives you that revelation from heaven, you're going to find yourself every area of your life, multiply and increase. God's going to give you creative ideas on how to increase and multiply. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, Bianca, $10. Thank you, Bianca. Jesus, we just bless Bianca tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for her thoughtfulness, Lord, for the way that she thinks about others and has compassion. Father, I thank you, Lord, for her love for the truth and her love for what's right and just, for justice. God, that you give her her desire of her heart for justice. In Jesus' name, that justice comes from God. It's God's justice because God really knows what's going on. Man thinks he knows, but justice belongs to me because I did that. Well, God knows what true justice is. And may God bring you justice in Jesus' name in every area of your life. Bless you in your finances in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Nicole, $10. Nicole gave twice. Hang on a second. Okay, hang on a minute. Okay. What did I just do here? Okay, there we go. Okay, it's not Nicole. Thank you, Jesus. Sorry about that. All right, Manjula from Australia, $10. God bless you, Manjula. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you, Father, for God giving you a magnifying glass to be able to read things that you can't normally read, like you know, spiritually speaking. You know, we can only read what we can see with our natural spiritual insight, you know, our spiritual insight that we have. But God's giving you like a magnifying glass to be able to really look closely at things, giving you like a Holy Ghost magnifying glass to be able to look at things closely and to see what, you know, maybe is in between the lines, what's going on, what's really going on, to really look at things very closely, to see how to fix them, you know, like you sometimes try to fix something and the screws and everything's so small, you have to get a magnifying glass and like a surgeon operating on some little thing. He needs a magnifying glass to magnify it. I see God giving it to you, and he's giving you a master hand at healing. God's going to really show you how to zoom in on things that need prayer. He's going to teach you how to zoom in and magnify in on things that need help that come from God, that God wants to give you the ability to go in deep and look deep into things and be able to see the things that most human eyes cannot see. You can be able to see them. Pray over them. Bless God. God can show you things in a magnified way that you can't see without a Holy Ghost magnifying glass, so to speak. In other words, God increasing and multiplying your ability and magnifying your ability to see into things, to see into things how to pray, to see into things how to go to the root of the issue, to see into things how to get the money, the provision that God's people need. Amen, in Jesus' name. And the power to deliver people in Jesus, the power of deliverance. In the name of the Lord. Amen. All right, Gary and Mary, $18, building fund. Thank you for that, building fund. That'll now be double. All right, and the scripture they gave, Ephesians 2, verse 6, it says, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm in Christ. I love that. It says God raised us up. That's that resurrection power I keep talking about. Every time you mess up or you're learning through obedience, the things you suffer, you learn obedience to the things you suffer. When you suffer, you just get right back, you get raised right back up with Christ. Amen. To that resurrection power. But God has raised us up with Christ. With Christ. We are seated with him in heavenly places, friend, right now. in Christ Jesus, literally, where it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It's not from yourself. It is the gift of God. Gary Mary, amen. And they also have a thing going on here that I'm going to send out to everybody about the act to stop the unilateral repeal of our religious liberties and free speech. And then I'm going to send you a little postcard. I'm going to send you this little thing. I'm going to get it to you here probably tomorrow. But it's called the act to stop, right? The unilateral repeal of our religious liberties and free speech. And then a little thing you can send out a card. So I'm going to be sending it to everybody tomorrow. All right. Let's pray for Gary and Mary tonight. Lord, we thank you for Gary and Mary. Thank you, Lord, for the substance. The substance that they have in their life, God, it's not just financial substance, that too, but you're going to bring substance in every area of Gary's life, Father, because God, Gary's going to learn how to speak those things that are not as though they were by the word of God and by the relationship with Jesus, Yeshua, to learn how to speak the wealth and the blessing of God's love, the wealth and the blessing. All the wealth issues, all about wealth, the wealth of God's glory, the wealth of God's healing virtue, the wealth of God's miracles, the wealth of God's prophetic work, the wealth of God. And I thank you, Lord, that you're showing Gary how to, through the word, all things that were made and created were created through the word. And showing Gary, God, how things are created through the word. Even to this day, things are still being created today, even through the word. Amen, amen. And open up doors that no man can open. God's going to have to show you, Gary, how to open up doors that no man has been able to open before. Through the word, through the keys of the kingdom. Yeah, the keys of the kingdom. You can't pick these locks. Some people got to pick these locks. You can't pick them. It has to be the keys to the kingdom. Amen. And God giving you the keys to the kingdom in certain areas that God's going to unlock, use you to unlock doors that no man has been able to unlock before. Right. Number one, because God's called you to do it. Number two, because you do it, you're learning how to do it by the word of God, the keys of the word, the keys to the word, the revelation of the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. By the prophetic, you know, that's what the prophetic does. The prophetic is a word from God that is a key to unlock people, to unlock, you know, like God's given me the mantle for the market realm in the financial arena. He's given me the keys to that for some reason. You know, I know what the reason is, partially at least. So the same thing. And so God gives everybody keys for different things. So your keys are going to do things that my keys won't do. And my keys will do things that your keys won't do. So everybody has their different keys that they have to unlock certain things that no one can unlock but them. And that's why it's important for you as you obey the Lord and do what God tells you, because nobody can unlock you. You're the only one that has a key to that particular door. And nobody can pick that lock. Nobody can get in there but you. And as the keys God has given you, the abilities God's given you in the spirit. Lord, we thank you for Mary, God. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the vibrations of your electrodes through her body. In Jesus' name, as you penetrate, and I see the Lord like massaging your nervous system. I see him massaging your nervous system, massaging it. Massaging your nervous system, like right now, it's like I see this hand, this unknown hand, unseen hand, massaging your nervous system all the way through your nerves, like rubbing your nerves, like a therapist or something, like a massage therapist or something, would literally massage those nerves, and cause them to work together in Jesus' name, cause unity to come to your nervous system, and to the nerves that run all through your body. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Wow, that's awesome. Amen and amen. Amen. All right, Bianca, $20. Bless you, Bianca. We thank you for that. Thank you, Gary and Mary. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for that word. I appreciate the scripture. It's really wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. Bianca, $20. Oh, Bianca gave. Oh, so I'm praying for Bianca. Bianca's sneaking in there twice. She didn't sneak in their class. I got her in there twice. So that's $30 and not just 10. So I guess I'll pray for you again. Maybe I hope my other friends don't mind me doing it, but I know they won't. But, you know, God's trying to confirm to you that you're going to start getting a lot of confirmations, Bianca, of what how God's going to bless you. A lot of confirmations of how God's going to bless you. Amen. So get ready for the confirmation. Amen. Some of it you have a hard time hearing because it's like you want to hear it, but it's like, is that really going to happen for me? God's going to confirm it and make it real to you. Amen. Jeannie, $20. Thank you, Jeannie, for that $20. We just bless you and bless Hollis. Lord, we pray for Hollis, God, and thank you, Lord, for Jeannie's husband, and we just bless him, God, that sometimes, Jeannie, God calls us, thus allows things to happen so we stand alone for seasons. I know with Job and Job's situation, you know, his whole family was taken out except his wife. And then his wife was in so much pain and suffering because it was her children that died too, not just his. Her children had just died, all of them. And she's not sure whether it was his fault or not, right? Like, okay, Job, you know, are your friends right? Are you doing something behind closed door we don't know about? You know, I see you every day. You don't seem like you're doing anything wrong, but something's wrong because my children just all died. Our children, my children, came out of my womb, are dead. And he was looking right in her eyes and going, you know, she's looking in his eyes going, are you doing something wrong? Is there something wrong? Well, in this case, this particular case, it had nothing to do with that. But she was, you know, it was a very difficult time. And Job was really left alone. He was actually left alone. And so because he was left alone, feeling all alone, God wanted him to feel, he wanted Job to be left alone. Jesus had the same experience. Jesus had to be left alone. Joseph had to be left alone. There's sometimes in seasons that we ask God, what's going on here? Did I do something wrong? They do something wrong. What's wrong? How come I'm alone? Sometimes, Jeannie, God allows us to be alone. To a certain degree, I've gone through the same thing of being left alone without anybody feeling like supporting me or with me or going the same direction I'm going. Like, where's everybody at? You know, I'm getting words from God nobody else is getting. I'm getting information that nobody else is getting. And you feel really alone. And you know what? God does that sometimes because he's gathering us in. He's harvesting us at another level in our life. He's harvesting us. And sometimes he will let us be left alone, just like Job, just like Joseph. It's like Jesus on the cross crying out, Father, why have you forsaken me? All my friends forsaken me. I knew they were going to. I even prophesied that they were going to leave me and forsake me. And one of them betrayed me. But now you, even though he understood at the time of stress, it was very extremely difficult. And yet at the same time, God was doing something. Jesus had to be left alone. And it was a very difficult time. But it's also so that he could stand in for those who feel totally left alone and all by themselves. You know, Job went through the same thing. Joseph and others, all of them went through it. All the great men of God went through being alone because when you're hearing from God about things and nobody's hearing, you know, you're feeling called to something nobody else around you is feeling called to. It's like it's very lonely. But God uses that to draw you into Him, to test you, to see if you will serve Him all by yourself, so to speak. Yeah, so God's going to show you His plan. And once we get through that, once Job made it through that time of being alone and learning how to be alone and serve God no matter what, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even though they weren't together, they were, you know, they told the king, even if our God doesn't deliver us, we're not going to bow down to you. So sometimes being alone kind of does that sort of thing to you. It causes you just between you and Jesus. Will you serve Jesus all by yourself? Will you serve Jesus all alone? And when we finally say yes, and it's difficult to do that because we're all looking for a mate of some kind. I mean, I'm not necessarily a mate for a husband or wife, but a mate, a friend, a praying partner, you know, somebody. And sometimes God doesn't bring us any because He wants us to learn sometimes to stand alone. If that can do a work in us that nothing else can do, it brings us into a closeness with God. Amen. Right. Very amazing, but very powerful. When they all walked through that, they came out on the other side with the richness of God's blessings. Job, Joseph, Jesus, all of them. When they came out on the other side of it. Yeah. Jesus got a whole bunch of faithful people who laid down their lives after he did. Sometimes we got to do it all by ourselves at first. Yes, we do. All right. Donald and Tanya, $20. Thank you, Donald and Tanya. Bless you guys in Jesus' name. May all the sufferings you've gone through, all the questions, all the pain, all the things you've been through, that God's going to show you that he did it all. He allowed all that to happen for your good, for training. It was for training and blessing you, to make you rich, to bless you with blessings of love and compassion, in Jesus' name, and to strengthen you and make you like a roaring lion with a lamb, with the heart of a lamb. Amen. With the heart of a lamb, a yielded vessel to God, and yet a roaring mouth of a lion, in Jesus' name, to put the fear of the lion on its enemies, in Jesus' name. Yeah, and I sense and I see the roar of the lion flowing through both of you, in Jesus' name, to roar. When the enemy comes in our territory, God gives us a roar, the roar of a lion. Like, you have come into uncharted. You better watch where you step, baby, because I'm watching you. And it's also a watchman anointing, a watchman to watch a lion, just like a dog can sense. My dog would be able to, you know, at night. I mean, my dog would all of a sudden, his ears would perk up, and I'm going like, I didn't hear nothing. but she did. She could hear squirrels out there running around on the ground, you know, in the grass. I couldn't, but she could. So lions, that lion thing, you can hear when somebody steps into your territory, you just know it, and something goes off. That's the blessing of being a watchman, in Jesus' name. Amen. Angela Lanham from South Carolina, in Jesus' name, 2121, building fund. Thank you for that building fund offering, Angela, in Jesus' name. God, I just bless you. I speak increase. I speak that the destroyer be destroyed, in Jesus' name, that the anointing to destroy the yoke, not just to damage it or to put it off for a few months, but to destroy the yokes. So you know you don't have to be looking around your back anymore, because you know that thing has been destroyed, never to come back, never to follow you around, never to feel like it's creeping around, like, when's going to creep up on me again? Never. Because that anointing to obliterate it, to destroy the yoke, the anointing destroy. I don't know what the scripture is, but it's, you can Google it. The anointing destroys the yoke. Yeah, a big, big difference between that and just giving the devil a black eye. Unto give the devil a black eye. It's a lot better to destroy his kingdom that's coming around you, in Jesus' name. LaShun, $25 building fund. Thank you, LaShun. Lord, we pray for LaShun tonight. God, we thank you for multiplying her, increase her. God, LaShun gave a word on her show Friday. I almost forgot about this. About a shooting, about shootings in a school or something. I think, I don't know if it was house, I haven't gone to listen to it, but I think it was about a shooting in a school or something like that. And so, sure enough, this week there was a shooting in a school, in a Texas school, I think just maybe today or yesterday. She said she gave that word last Friday on PGN. So you guys need to be listening on during the weekend. Never know what you're going to hear. The son was speaking that word. It happened. Hey. A school shooting. She said a school shooting, some kind of a school shooting or a shooting in Texas or something at a school. I think she said at a school. I think she's had that before also. But very awesome. Congratulations, LaShun. You'll make sure and check in on that and watch her show, listen to her show. All right. And we just ask you to bless her, increase her, multiply her, spread her out, Father. Let her heart become, you know, knit to you. Increase her, multiply her. Between you and her alone, God, show her that it's, you can bless her just with without anybody, without anything. He'll just do it, just surprise you, and just do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, Karen, $25. We're praying for your brother who's been in prison. All the lies, all the destruction that's tried to bring him down, in Jesus' name, we break that those destructive lies. In Jesus' name, we speak truth over her brother's situation and restoration and justice in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open up the door, the prison doors, Father, and set him free. We pray for Karen. Thank you, Karen, for that 25, and we just bless you in Jesus' name. May God increase you and multiply you. May your thoughts become full of faith, that not just in your heart, but may your heart project those faith thoughts, and your thoughts become faith thoughts, thoughts of faith. Faith thoughts, not just intellectual thoughts, not just good thoughts, but thoughts from faith. And
where faith is, there are works. And those works are powerful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Work her mind, God. Show her how to use her mind, how the Holy Ghost will use her mind to take control of things in the spirit realm in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And the rights, and taking back the rights that belong to her and to her family. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Terrence and Tanisha, $26 building fund. Thank you, Terrence and Tanisha. We bless you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for Terrence, God. We thank you for increasing the things that his hand touches. Father, we thank you for confirming his faith, that you've come to roar back. I have come to bring to pass the word of the Lord. I have come to bring to pass the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name, spoken over you, spoken in you, spoken through you, in the name of Jesus, it shall be, it is, it shall be, it is, it shall be, and it is. Because you got to say it shall be, and when it shall be, that means it isn't yet, but then you say it is, and it is at hand. And I thank you, Lord, for that word in his mouth of it is at hand, to bring things that are there to hand, you know, right now, like John the Baptist said. He's coming now. It's not going to be the next generation. He's coming in my generation. He's coming now in the next, whenever, anytime, just in the next few days, few weeks, he's coming. That's how soon he's coming. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Quicken that, God. Use that quickening power in Jesus' name. For Tanisha, God, I thank you for Tanisha, Father, to secure the word, that the word of the Lord upholds. It says, by faith, the worlds are upheld. Let me get that scripture here. All right, Hebrews 11:3. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. What is seen was not made out of what was visible. It was made from the word of God. That's kind of the same word, really, basically. Terrence. The New Living Bible says, by faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that formed at God's command, that we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. In other words, it came from God, and God moving you into that realm of faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in the days of old earned a good reputation. This is for you, Tanisha. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. In verse 4 says, it was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. And that's what they're going to say about you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. In other words, your offering is going to be acceptable to God. Amen? Because you do it by faith. It's about your offerings. You know, when you offer up your prayers, when you offer up your children, when you offer up, you know, whatever you're offering up, it's like God showing that he approves of the way you do it and how you do it, because you're doing it by faith. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And this whole thing about creating your own world, you know, we know what we're talking about is by the word of the Lord, but when God gives you words, it's to create worlds. You know, the world, what world is created around you? What's the world you live in? You know, you live in a world by faith, or you live in a world that, you know, the opposite. So this whole scripture about the universe was created. So God has us all we all have our own universe. We all have our own universe that we live in, and God's showing you how to, you know, to develop that.
to develop your own universe, so to speak, the universe that God gives you. And so open that up for her, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, cool. All right. Valerie, $35. Thank you, Valerie, for that. Bless you in Jesus' name, Valerie. Thank you, Lord, that God's given you the confidence and trust to know how to be blessed, to know when to be blessed, to know, you know, like giving you the times to move, when to move, move now. When the Lord says move, we move, because there's a reason for moving when we move, doing what we do. God's going to, a lot of changing, he's going to start restructuring some things, and being able to build, be able to construct, be able to get out of debt, be able to live free financially. In Jesus' name, God's opening that realm up to you and giving you confidence and faith that how to do that, when to do it, where to do it, like giving you instructions on how to do it. Amen. Amen. Greg, $40. Thank you, Father, for Greg. We thank you, Lord, for my brother. In Jesus' name, we thank you for his future wife. We thank you for his future wedding. We thank you for his future children. We thank you for his future money. We thank you for his future house. We thank you for his future land. We thank you for his future trees and all the things you give him. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for that's in the future. I see somebody getting healed on the right side of their back, the lower part of their back on the right-hand side, kind of like the hip area above the hip, maybe in the lower back. In Jesus' name, God's touching somebody right now in that area. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, for Greg. Lord, we thank you for making all things straight, all things straight. God is straightening the way, making a way for you in Jesus' name, and going to bless you in Jesus' name and cause you to be filled with a whole new faith. You're going to discover wells of living faith inside of you. You're going to dig them up. They're already there. They're already there. But God's going to show you how to dig them up. He's going to show you how to move the rocks out of the wells of faith that where the enemy has tried to cover them up. In Jesus' name, amen. Like when they covered up Abraham's wells or Isaac's wells or whatever they were, had to uncover them and get the rocks out of them and so they could re-drink from those same wells of faith. Amen. Amen. Sandra, $50. Thank you, Sandra, for that powerful, powerful word. Bless you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for that word you got. What an amazing word. You and your husband praying. And that's amazing. God, just bless them in Jesus' name. Satisfy her, God. Bring her into that place of the righteousness. Like when judges get words, when a judge gets a word about something, when God gives a judge something to do, they decree and they declare it. So let it be decreed and declared. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Paulette, $50. Praying for Alvin. Alvin's stomach, having stomach issues. In the name of Jesus, we curse that thing at the root in the name of Jesus. Over Alvin, Lord, we thank you for washing him, cleansing him, bringing him restoration in his heart, in his faith, God, in Jesus' name. And with Paulette, that thank you for that $50, Paulette, that restoration money that belongs to you in Jesus' name. I declare and I decree, come back, money come back, provision come back in the name of you. Be uncovered, but just like they covered up the wells, like I give the word to Greg, just like the wells that have been covered up, God will uncover the wells of provision for you in Jesus' name. He will uncover them in the name of the Lord. Reestablish the wells of blessing, the waters, the wells of faith, the wells of blessing, the wells of provision in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Restoration, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything the enemy tried to rob and steal and cover up your well, your provision, may it be uncovered in Jesus' name and be restored and renewed. Amen. Noel, $50, building fund. Thank you for that, Noel, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for a new confidence level, a level of confidence of knowing the knowing realm. The knowing realm is the greatest realm. The believing realm is great. We start with believing, then we start knowing. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing her in from the believing realm to the knowing realm, more and more and more, knowing this is going to happen, knowing that's going to happen, knowing that all things are going to work out together for good, knowing it. Knowing that, God, knowing is everything. Jesus said, my sheep will know my voice, and another they will not follow. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Bless her, God, increase her. Amen. Amen. All right. Angela Joy, $100, building fund. Thank you, Angela, for that in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for increase. We thank you for multiplication. We thank you for business. We thank you for favor. We thank you for just things falling into her lap, like those blessings. Chase her down. Deuteronomy 28. Is it Deuteronomy 28? I think I read it the other night. Deuteronomy 28. May the blessings chase her down and overtake her. May she just be, oh, what was that that overtook me? Oh, my, what was that? Get up and kind of like not very happy, like, what is that that did she knock me down and try to overtake me? Oh, blessings. Okay, never mind. I'm happy. The blessings just overtaking you, knocking you down. You know, just like, what is this? It's overtaking me. Oh, my God. I'm being overtaken by, not by Martians, but by blessings. Yeah, in Jesus' name, overtaken, run over, running over, and you know, blessings. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God Almighty, thank you for your love. Amen and amen. Content but not satisfied. Yeah, find that great balance, God, of being content but not satisfied. We know you're taking care of us. It's like me, I'm content with where I'm at. You know, I'm going to be very content. It's scary sometimes. I can be content with this, like, God. Yeah, I can be very content but not satisfied, like knowing there's more. And always reaching for the more, but finding that balance, Angel of Joy, God, give me that balance of being content, but knowing there's more, right? And not so much getting up and chasing after the more, but we chase after the Lord as you do, and you chase after him, and we do that, your satisfaction. But having that balance between being satisfied, being content, but not satisfied, as you say, finding that great balance is what causes us to get more. And bring more in and draw more in. It's the balance of being content, but yet knowing, not being satisfied, knowing there's more. Because with God, there's always more. Yeah, it's just kind of a contradiction in terms. People say, oh, you shouldn't be, that's being greedy, wanting more. No, it's not. It's the way God made it, man. His blessings are never ending. Hallelujah. Catch her up into that, Father. Let her get caught up into the glory of that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Chris, $100. We just bless Chris, God. We thank you, Lord, for the glory realm for Chris. I thank you, Lord, for taking that one zero zero and adding a comma and a zero to it, like 1,000, like these 100s or 1,000s, 100s into 1,000s. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare, like I see your one. I'm gonna take your 100 deal. I'm gonna add a zero to it. I'm gonna add a zero to it, and I'm gonna put a comma in there. Just you know what I mean, like. Yeah, just for declaration and decree in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that 1,000. We thank you for the thousandfold. Hallelujah. Bless him in Jesus' name. Increase him, multiply him, God, in the name of Jesus from unlimited sources. Not just one source or two or three or five, but unlimited sources, God. Hallelujah. Make him a rich rancher. Rich rancher in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, a rich rancher. Amen. Taking care of God's needs. Like, that's the way Abraham was. That's the way Job was. Rich rancher for God and totally dedicated to Jesus, man. Amen. All right. Nikki and Charles, $100 and then $45. Her prayer request that her blood would make increase. And do it healthily. Thank you for unspoken requests. Amen. And building fund. Also building fund. So thank you, Lord, for that $100 and that $45. We thank you, Jesus. We'll just bless and increase. Multiply them, God. Let her faith rest in you, Jesus. Let that blood garment that I saw, that blood garment be the very thing that gets her blood. You remember, I saw the blood garment. And I thought about this today. I was thinking about this today. Really strong. I mean, really strong today. And this doesn't happen with me real often. With our people, I see sometimes during the day, I'll just see something, you know, sometimes I see it and it's quick and it's fast, boom, 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 gone. But I kept seeing that blood garment and thinking about that blood garment and think about what you've got going on right now, this whole thing about the blood, about your blood. Think about that. I mean, that is amazing. And I thank you, Jesus, that the blood garment, that the blood she needs provided from the garment of God. Hallelujah. Pocha karara ori panao. Girl, when I saw that today and that provision, that providing of the Father for the blood garment, knowing, not even, I didn't know that. I didn't know if the blood thing was going to be the big thing, that your blood needs to be, needs to multiply and increase. And I didn't know that. You know, I didn't know that. You didn't even know that. Nobody knew that. All right. At least I don't guess you knew it. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Let that blood garment manifest the blood, the pure blood of Jesus, the pure blood of God. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless Charles, God. Bless Charles, God. May his faith increase. May he find his faith increasing. Like going, oh, my God, I didn't know I had this much faith. I didn't know my faith was working like that. Yeah, because when your faith starts working, it works even without your permission. It just starts working. Once God has our will, we don't have to be perfect. Once he's got our will, yeah, what happens is that faith begins to work, and it works even without our permission. In other words, you know, we don't even know it's working, and it's working. Thank you, Lord, for that faith working, even though we need to know it's working. In the name of Jesus, and bless them, God, and increase them in the covenant of God in their life, the glory of the land, the glory land of God be yours, the glory land of God. In the name of Jesus, the glory land, the land of glory, the glory land, the land, the children of Israel entered into Canaan. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, bless them, God. Bless them, God. Bless them, multiply them, double them, increase them. Keep doubling. Let the double thing happen. Where just one double, then another double, then another double. In the name of Jesus. Yes, amen. And that unspoken prayer request. Thank you, Jesus, for God. I thank you, Father, for taking care of those things that try to sneak in, try to move in around, the enemy tries to distract, and let it be used by God. Just like Joseph said, for Satan meant for evil, God, you're going to mean it for good in Jesus' name. Doesn't matter what it is. Make it for good. Make it like, oh, my God, if that hadn't happened, we would really be blessed. Let it increase and multiply. So whoever this is, whatever this is about, they would be blessed no matter what. Deborah and John, $160. God bless you, Deborah and John. We love Deborah and John. Deborah's one of our hosts on Mondays, every Monday. She's on at 7 p.m., so make sure and catch in. Her husband John's in real estate. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the love of the land. We thank you, Lord, for the meek shall inherit the earth. I declare and decree over John and Deborah both that the meek shall inherit the earth. Show Deborah what meekness is. Show John what meekness is. The meek shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5, something or another, 5:5 or something or another. The meek shall inherit the earth. What is the earth? The earth is not just land and houses. It's everything in the earth. Cattle, horses, sheep, whatever you need, whatever you want. Amen. In Jesus' name, the meek shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The meek inheriting the earth. In Jesus' name, let it be done right now by the power of God. Wow. Meekness. Whoa. Moses was the meekest man in the earth. And he had some issues, too. I mean, I don't know. He didn't have very many issues. With what he had to deal with. If I had to deal with what he had to deal with, my issues would have been like a lot of issues. Yeah. He was a blessed man and a favored man and a man who, like, he was so blessed by God for details. Yeah, he was a detailed man. Look what God gave him with the temple, all the details. The details were explicitly detailed, man. I mean, like, amazing. Now, you give Deborah and John the details they need, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Nicole from D.C., $10 and $163.87. Thank you, Nicole. We just bless you in Jesus. I see a thankfulness entering into your heart, a thankfulness, like, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Even the things that tried to crush me, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. They didn't crush me. Thank you, God. They didn't crush me. Thank you, God, you didn't crush me. You were crushing me, but when you crushed me, I was ready to be crushed. And the oil that came out of me, like when the olive, Jesus went through the Gethsemane, and it was the olive, he was an olive, and the olive was being pressed and the oil that came out. Lord, I thank you for the oil being poured out of Nicole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The oil that's being poured out of her through the crushing. Even though it was crushing her, it wasn't crushing her. It was making her whole. In Jesus' name. And I see you just being thankful, 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 God, for how you've made me whole, how you've created me, how you made me whole, how you blessed me, how you've increased me, how you did it, Jesus. I was being crushed, and yet I was being made whole at the same time. Thank you, God. Thank you. A spirit of gratitude, a spirit of thankfulness. And so that's why Jesus was so blessed to increase and multiply everything, because he broke the bread, he blessed it, he blessed it. He always blessed it and gave thanks for it. Thank you, God. He was truly thankful. He learned that thankfulness was the key to multiplication. Amen, in Jesus' name, and blessing. All right, Cheryl from Florida, $200. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. We just bless you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing to bring restoration, God, to your people. We thank you, Jesus, for that increase and that multiplication. Let me see. Hang on a second. Okay. Yes, just bless her, God. Let that precious oil through her crushings that she's gone through, that precious oil from the anointing of Jesus, the anointed oil of the Lord. May the oil manifest in your life. May the oil of heaven manifest in you in Jesus' name. May there be manifestations of oil in different ways, not just an anointing oil, but also oil where... And I guess oil comes out of the ground, too. I'm not sure what that is, but oil, just the oil industry, oil. Amen. Some another God, who knows? Yeah, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the double rim with her also. You double her double, doubling her double in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just like he did Job. You know, it wasn't just that he doubled everything he had. He had his relationship with God was now more secure than ever because he just went through the situation that most every person in the world would deny the Lord and would gripe and complain, you know, and not that he didn't question, not that he wasn't real about it in all of it. He was very real in his frustrations with God about the whole thing that he suffered. But at the same time, you know, he said, though you crush me, though you, you know, take me down, I will praise you. Though you take me down. So he worked in him this thing where he went through what every person fears they will do under persecution or under death threats, whatever, was deny the Lord, right? Even his own wife said, why don't you just deny the Lord? Even she said that. And so because she had such misery from losing her children and thinking Job maybe was messing it up or something, it was extremely difficult for it. But when he came through that, he now had a security in God that he'd never had before, because now he just went through the thing everybody dreads going through. And that is a great tribulation. Yeah. The great tribulation, the perfect example of a person who went through great tribulation was Job. Yeah, God removed the hedge and let him do whatever he wanted to except kill him and bring him right to the brink of death, but not kill him. Yeah, that's like tribulation. That's like great tribulation. When you go through that, you come out of that, you're not afraid of anything, man. Yeah. So God bless you with that, not afraid of anything. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, Ann. Thank you, Ann, for that. Thank you, Ann, for that $6. Thank you, Ann. We just bless you, Ann, in Jesus' name. May God's promises come to pass to you. May God start speaking promises to you that some that you can go, that's just too big, God. I can't even believe for that. May God start blessing you with that kind of information. May he start blessing you with words. You're going, I'm having a hard time believing that. You know why God gives you words that are hard to believe? Because just like he did with me, it's because it has to be him that does it. It has to be him that does it, and he's going to show you that. Amen, in Jesus' name. So it'll be him that does it. So you and I can't take credit for it. Amen, it has to be God. God had to have done that. Ain't no way I could have done it. I couldn't hardly believe for it. Yeah. All right, Shannon. Thank you, Shannon. Pray for my wife. Blessings over my investments. With a big push forward. For God's blessing as I move forward. Guidance and confidence. Tomorrow is an important day. Hoping it goes very good. All right. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for blessing. Lord, just bless his investments. Bless his investments in every way. His investment in investing in, you know, pursuing after a woman, God, that he desires. God, I thank you, Lord. You give him a big push forward in the name of Jesus and give him confidence, God, that if he'll trust you and believe you and not be afraid to step out on the water, that he will walk on the water, God. You want him to walk. You've called Shannon to walk on the water. God, give him that courage to step out of the boat and walk on the water. Amen. Shannon Michael is his name. I just declare the part of you, the Michael part of you tonight, the Michael part of you. I know Michael is a powerful name. I know the angel, Michael has come to me in dreams, and him and I have a relationship. You know, it's not exactly like buddy-buddy, but it's there's a connection there. God connected us. And so he's, you know, a very powerful person, and I thank you, Lord, for letting Michael, Shannon Michael, connect to Michael in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The chief angel over Israel, the people of God, of the land of Israel, in Jesus' name. All right, let's check here and see if anybody's given anything else. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Destia. All right, Destia. I think he's from Canada. I never knew how to spell his name. That's cool. I know how to spell his name. Destia. All right, Destia from Canada. God bless you, man. Thank you for that $5. We just bless you in Jesus' name. May God, you know, impart to you his blessings. May he increase you. May he multiply you. May his gifts be made real to you. May you receive restoration money, that restoration money coming to you, inheritance things that come to you from God, God's inheritance to you. God, release that to you in Jesus' name. Increase and multiply you, and may his blood covenant be freshly applied over your life. Like the children of Israel, they had been in covenant with God for a long time, but God had them reapply the labor of, you know, of getting a lamb, cutting a lamb, and getting the blood and applying and reactivating the blood covenant. You can't recut a covenant with God, I don't think, but you can reactivate it. And how you to reactivate that covenant you have with God. Amen, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, so thank you, guys. All right, let's go. We got one. We got Regina. $40, Regina. Thank you, Regina. We pray for Ariana tonight, Aliwa and Aaron tonight. We thank you, Lord, $10 each for them. God, we thank you, Jesus, for Ariana. We just bless Ariana tonight, God. I thank you, God, that you bless her with double. I thank you, Lord, that you give them the spirit of prayer, that the spirit of prayer be rise up within Ariana, and she find out that she has a beautiful communication with God. God wants to communicate with her. She's going to love it. Aliwa is the spirit of the Lord is upon her, and she will realize that she'll be able to love God, love herself and love God, love God and love others as herself. Yeah. In other words, love God and be able to love yourself. And love yourself in the right way, that the love for herself, God, comes from you. For she will say, I love myself. Amen. Because God has given me a love for myself. That I'm a child of, I'm a child who's connected to God. Amen. Aaron. Well, I think for Aaron tonight, God, that Aaron will realize that Aaron has an ability to proceed with things, to be able to process things. She processes things, that she learned how to process things through the Spirit of the Lord, through the reasoning power of the Holy Spirit. Her reasoning power will be that from the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Her reasoning power will manifest, God, where she will reason like the Lord reasons, like through the Word of God, instead of according to the way the world does it, in intellect. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'll take that one, too. All right, and also Regina, God, we thank you for Regina. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing. We thank you, Lord, for the increase. We thank you, Lord, that things that belong in the trash are going in the trash and be burned up forever, never to be brought up again. And things that need to be brought forth and increased and multiplied, like I see God dividing out, like the wheat and the tares type thing, like he's separating out the things that belong in the trash and then the things that that remain forever, that God's going to blow on that, breathe upon that, and increase that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That, God, you show her out of fellowship with you, with or without. Like Paul the Apostle says, I'm content. I can do with or without. Because when you get to that place, then God can really pour his knowledge into you. When you get to the place where you can do with or without, you know, that's when God pours his knowledge into you. That's why Paul got so much revelation, because he came to that place of, like, God, I can do with a lot, I can do with a little, it doesn't matter to me. And when he did that, God gave him such blessing, such revelation from heaven. May God increase you with that, Regina, in Jesus' name. Amen. Marja from Illinois, $40. Thank you, Marja, for that. We bless you for that in Jesus' name. And God is going to make you feel like you're secure. He's going to secure you in him. The security you're going to feel and you're going to have from God is going to be his security, and not just because you secured yourself or made yourself, you know, where you can protect yourself or be protected by your own abilities, but which we all, you know, do at times, of course, but to know that God has secured you, that if 10 things are taken away, he's going to bring back 20, you know, so he's teaching you how to give to God what belongs to God and give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and balance out things, and the Lord teaching how to balance out stuff, you know, what belongs to God and what belongs to people and what belongs, you know, what God wants to transfer his wealth to you and through you, because you have a heart to be able to give to people what belongs to them. Like God gave me $1,000. He said, you know, 900 of it belongs to so-and-so, you get 100 of it. I'm going like, really? I only get 100, huh? Yeah, just do what I say. And so I do what he says. And when I do that, he shows me that he can trust me. When I show him that he can trust me, then he'll bless me with whatever. You enter into the unlimited realm. When you show God that, when you do what he says, I think I told the story last night about how I was going to Christ for the Nation, and how God told me to pay for some guy's, his school. And I went, wow, pay for his schooling? Okay. I thought, well, won't be that much, you know, probably. I didn't know how long he'd be going to school there. I didn't have a clue. I just said, okay. Once I said, okay, that was it. I couldn't pack down. And sure enough, some money I just made actually in the market took care of it, paid the whole thing, emptied my account and paid his. And, you know, it was such a blessing. I got such a blessing out of that. Because God used that to say, hey, I can trust you. And so that's what it's really all about, Marge. And God's going to show you how to do that so you can walk in that trustworthy realm. The trustworthy realm with God is the highest level I think we can walk in with you. Amen. He trusts Jesus with anything, right? Whatever Jesus was totally committed, totally do whatever the Father said. Amen. So are you. Let it be done in Jesus' name. All right, Jennifer. $10. Thank you, Jennifer. I don't know where Jennifer's from, but bless you, Jennifer. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you, Father, for the garden, for the gardening. Like with Adam and Eve, you're giving Jennifer that ability to till the ground and keep the ground tilled up in the garden and show her how to till, how to, you know, take care of the gardens of life. The things you bring into her life, the produce, the production, the blessings that you increase and multiply her, God, and show her how to be a good steward of wealth. Show her how to be a good steward of wealth. Sometimes we are trained on how to handle wealth by handling a little bit, because a little bit, just like, well, who cares? With God can't my dollar. What's my dollar going to do, God, or the ministry? My dollar's not going to help much. My, you know, not going to help the ministry much. What's my dollar going to do? Well, it's not about what the dollar's going to do. Jennifer, as you know, it's about obedience to God, and God seeing if He can trust us. If we'll do what He says with little, then we'll do what He says with a lot. We will do what He says with a lot if we do with little. That's why the little is the most important thing that we do with. Woman had two mites. Jesus said of her that she gave more than all of them did. You know, that woman could be trusted with wealth because she did right, really right, with a little bit. So God will test you with a little bit to see and build you, and keep testing with a little bit, test you a little bit, and then you may only have $2. You give $1, you know, that's like 50%. Like, okay, now I want you to give $2. Give the whole thing. Like, oh, God. Okay, God, I'll do it. You know, and so when we do that and we obey God, and then He starts showing us that we can, He can trust us with much. Amen. All right, Jeff and you, hello from the country of Panama. Oh, you're in Panama tonight? That's right. You said you were going somewhere. Oh, wow. Cool, man. $200. All right, bless you. Thank you, my brother and sister. Brother and sister, and thank you, Jesus, for God's going to make you brothers and sisters. The brothers and sisters you're going to have, both you and Yuki, are going to be the body of Christ. They're going to be people all over the world. You're going to be brothers and sisters with people from all over the world. Brothers and sisters with people from all over the world. They're going to look at you as a brother and a sister, as family. Oh, yeah, that's my brother. Oh, yeah, Yuki, that's my sister. They're like brothers and sisters. Like, you're going to find brothers and sisters wherever you guys go. Brothers and sisters. So I thank you, God, for the brother and sister realm in Jesus' name, that wherever they go, God, that people are going to see them as family. They're just going to be recognized as family. And even though they're not family, they don't even know the people, it's like, you know, haven't I seen you before? Don't I know you? It's like that whole realm of you don't know them, but it's a spiritual thing. There's a spiritual dimension going on, where the brotherhood of God, everywhere you go, it's going to be the brotherhood of God. Amen. Which is favor, really. Favor. It's a favor of God with people. It's, God gave Jesus favor with Jesus grew in favor with God and man. Yeah, in favor with God and man. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. But both you guys, and just in Jesus' name, bless you with that blessing, the favor of God on you. All right, amen. Like Jesus was, Jeff and you, Jesus was, oh, Panama City, okay. Oh, cool. Nice. Panama City. Wow, very awesome, very awesome. Amen. Country of Panama. Huh. I don't know much about Panama. Wow. So, you know, the scripture I'm thinking about is what Jesus said. Okay, that's the flag. Okay, I got it. They're sending me. Oh, interesting. God, just increase and multiply them, God. Let people... The reason the brother and sister thing, you guys, what that has to do with is like people feel like your family. When they feel like your family, they like, we're like blood. We're like blood. I can trust you. You know, we're family. We're family. You may not even get along, but we're family. You know, but the favor God given you with people around the world, the globe, is like you're going to have blood everywhere you go, like blood kin. Because people are going to adopt you. They're going to take you in Jesus' name. And the scripture talks about Jesus as our brother. Jesus as our brother. The Bible talks about Jesus, our big brother, our brother, the Lord. Yeah, so He's like our brother. He's our brother, He's our Lord, He's our Savior, but He's our brother. Why? Because we're blood kin. And He treats us like He treats us like our brother because we are His brother. And you treat brothers different than you do just anybody, right? So that whole thing, that whole treatment thing of blood, the whole blood realm treatment. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Very cool. Awesome. Okay. Very awesome. Guy in Panama. Wow. The country of Panama. All right. Nicole, $42.10. offering. Thank you, Nicole, for that. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for deleting the power to delete, the power to delete, the power to erase, the power to give. Jesus said, your sins are as far away as east is from the west. And the power to erase things, the power to erase. You know, like we can be praying for somebody and you say, God, erase this out of them. Take this out of them. Erase this, for they cannot, you know. So the power to erase things or to remove things, the power to delete things. You know, when people have doubt, okay, God, delete their doubt with faith. Delete their doubt with faith. God, giving you a scripture like a word saying, you know, when the word of God goes on somebody, it deletes their doubt and gives them faith. Right? That's what the word does. It deletes their doubts by imparting faith. And so God's showing you the power of deleting things, of getting rid of things, of erasing things, like memories with people. Sometimes people have memories. The reason people are tormented and have issues sometimes is because they have memories that haunt them. They have memories that mess with them. They have memories that literally just you know, mess them up. I mean, they can't even concentrate. Why? Because the memories, the whole memory realm, like the erasing of memories, the erasing of DNA issues. You know, the whole thing with the blood of Jesus erasing DNA issues. So this whole realm about deleting and erasing things that are not of God. Amen. Jesus said, "Your sins are cast as far as the east is from the west." In other words, erase them. He does it in our memories. Paul says, you know, forgetting those things that are past, forgetting them, erasing them, and letting God erase them through you and having the power to erase it in Jesus' name through communion, through the word, you know, different things that God says, you know, so activate that. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. Really, really, really cool. Thank you, Jesus, for the activation faith. I never thought about that, deleting things by imparting things. When you impart something, it covers up, or, you know, when the sins cover up, when our sins are covered, it means they're erased, basically, right? You see what I'm saying? So that whole thing about covering things, erasing things by the blood. Yeah, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Wow, what a thought. In specific. On how we do things, how we deal with things, how God deals with things. You know, we are stewards of God's grace. We are stewards of God's power to erase, to delete, to remove things. You know, God removed that. But, you know, Elijah deleted the rain. So to speak. No more rain. Deleted. Erased. No rain for 3.5 years. Oh, wow. And then all of a sudden he, you know, erased that word and let it rain again. Yeah, so this whole realm of removing, erasing, deleting, and getting rid of things that God wants to get rid of, cast out devils. That's erasing. All right, Panama. Jeff sent me some Panama. Panama is a country of the Isthmus. Linking Central and South America. The Panama Canal, a famous of human engineering, cuts through its center, linking the Atlantic Pacific Oceans to create an essential shipping route. In the capital, Panama City, modern skyscrapers, casinos, and nightclubs contrast with colonial buildings in a Casco Viejo district and the rainforest of Natural Metropolitan Park. Did y'all ever figure what that word was when I get it word to you about the Yukon? What is the Yukon? Did you ever figure out the Yukon thing? I never did figure out what the Yukon thing was. And I know the Yukon's like a truck, but it's also it's like a Alaska or something. It's Panama. I don't know where Panama is. It's South America. Is that connected to Yukon any way or something? I don't even really know. Okay, I'm going to Google that just for a second here. Let me find. All right. Panama. All right, I'm looking at Panama. I'm going to Wikipedia looking at Panama here. Okay, come on. Work. Okay. Panama. Okay, I'm going to do a little thing here. Panama. And Yukon. Okay, Panama. He come with a Yukon truck. Okay, Yukon for sale in Panama City, Florida. Oh, that's Florida. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know what that is. coming over. Okay. Panama City to Yukon. I'm looking at Panama City to Yukon. I don't know why I'm doing it. I don't know what this has to do with. I'm just, okay, this is just like, how do you go there? Panama. Okay, to Yukon from Panama, yeah. Yukon could be tied to a gold rush in 1890. Yeah, could be. I honest to God don't know. I got that word the other night when I prayed for you guys. Okay, he said, I Googled this. I got on Facebook and got this thing. Colorado ticket scene, face value. Or less, Brandy Carly at Red Rocks. What? Am I looking at the wrong thing? What is that again? Red Rocks? Oh, that's different. That's a whole. That's an old one. Gold Rush of Prosperity. Invest in silver and gold. Oh, okay. I don't know, man. I don't know what that is. It's really crazy, but this is plain as day, so maybe God will show something about that. I don't know. I know we're going to I know we are about to do a big thing in – okay, there we go. A big thing in out of Egypt. We're going to bring some major wealth out of Egypt. That's for sure. I know that. I have a feeling it's going to be mind-boggling. I'm already blown away by it. It's not even started yet. It just starts in my spirit with God, and then it goes into that. So get ready for blessings, y'all. Just keep doing what you've been doing. Just be obedient to the Lord, however he's having you do that. And as we do that, we're going to be blessed, highly favored, and awesome. Great word from Sandra tonight. Really appreciate that, Sandra. That really was cool. Really amazing. All right. Okay, very good. Well, I guess I'm going to call it a night tonight, y'all. I guess that's it, as far as I know. Oh, we got one more offering here. Sorry, hang on a second. Cheryl from Building Fund. Okay, Building Fund. Cheryl is another Cheryl. Not Cheryl from Florida, another Cheryl. Cheryl Monroe. $5. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. In Jesus' name, thank you for that building fund. Let me add that to it so I don't forget. Hang on a minute. Oh, I didn't want that. I'm messing this up. Okay, that's going to be. Give me a minute here. I'm working on something. Building fund. Okay, sure, I'll building fund. Thank you. I got that. All right, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for providing for her the spirit of provision, Father, that Cheryl will find out that you want to show her, give her the spirit of revelation, spirit from the Bible, from the Word of God, from the Holy Spirit about provision of every kind, how that in the covenant, God, in the covenant we have with you, that provision has to do with the husband, children, family, houses, homes, everything we need, because God, every human being God allows to be birthed in the earth comes with a promise from God that I'm going to take care of you, baby. That's what your daddy says to you. My baby, Cheryl, God says, your daddy, I'm going to take care of you. And everything you need is provided in that, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for opening her eyes to that, so she can see it, so she can walk in it, so she can move in it, in Jesus' name, and live in it, and live in that. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, Nicole, $33.03. Building fund. All right, cool, man. Hey, we might have an amazing night. We already have an amazing night, but more amazing every moment. Let me go here. 33.03. All right. Yeah, 33.03. And for building fund. All right, thank you. Thank you for building fund. Nicole gives, she says whether it's tithe or offering or whatever, that's the way she does it. Everybody does the same thing, but really cool. And then that was for building fund. So thank you for that building fund, 33.03. Nicole, thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for that open door for her, Father, to get in the, you know, those doors when you go into hotels, you know, they have those doors that just, they swing around, they're round and round, and you get like, you know, you should go in and it kind of goes in a circle and you get in it and you go through like a rotating door, like a never-ending rotating door. I thank you, Lord, for the never-ending rotating doors in her life, God. It's what it is. It's not just an open door. It's a rotating, circular, round, go round and round and round. It never stops. It's always movable, always going around, always opening up, bringing people to you, taking you to people, opening people to you. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father, for that realm, for that favor realm, God, in Jesus' name. And moving her into that place for Nicole's inheritance from heaven. Our inheritance from heaven is, like I just shared about Cheryl, that so we got to get a hold of this. God wants us to really get a hold of this, that our inheritance from heaven is everything and more. Abraham went without child for a long time, 25 years. And then all of a sudden, boom, God blessed him. And it was supernatural. It was God provided. It was done by the Holy Ghost. And it was his inheritance. His inheritance was that. Sometimes our inheritance can be something different. Whatever our inheritance is, it doesn't matter how late it seems it is, it's going to happen in Jesus' name. All right? It's going to happen. Let it be done, Lord, for that building fund offering in Jesus' name. All right. Noel sent $25. Please pray for my inheritance to be released in God's wisdom and peace. Noel in California building fund. Thank you, Noel, for that building fund. Sometimes let me make sure I register that so I don't lose track of that. Thank you, Noel. Okay, no, here we go. All right, is that 25? That was 25, right? Inheritance and trade and God's wisdom and peace, yes. Noel in California building fund. All right, thank you, Noel, for that. Lord, I just come in agreement for her right there. I pray. We thank you, Lord, for her inheritance, God. There's people that are getting their inheritances that have really had battles with their inheritance, and it finally has come in. It's finally coming in to people that I know of, you know, a few, you know, not a whole lot of them, but a few. And so I thank you, Jesus, for that. We just thank you, Lord, that we're in a row with that. I thank you, Lord, for that. Nothing can be held back. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the breaking of the dam, for the releasing, the breaking up of the deep from beneath our feet, like in the days of Noah, and the rain coming from both areas, top and from heaven and from under the earth, the inheritance under the earth. In Jesus' name, as well as that comes down from heaven, let those things collide and create a new world for Noel, creating a new world for her, God. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you, Lord, for blessing, blessing, blessing. Nothing can stop it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let it be done, Father, right now by the power of God. Amen. Okay. Very interesting. Okay. Making sure we're not connected. There we go. Okay. I wonder if my phone. Okay, so we are connected there. All right, I'm talking to my phone. Yes, and it answers me. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Okay, so where was I at? There we go. Okay. All right, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for the fruit of our labors, God, that all the labor that we do in our giving, in our loving, in our praying, in our standing, just standing. God's teaching you how to stand, just stand and receive. Noel and also Nicole, just how to stand. In other words, we don't have to run around trying to fix everything. We stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, to give us this courage and the strength to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Like when they walked around the walls of Jericho, they were standing still in one way. They were not saying anything. They were being quiet. And finally at the end, when they got through, they shouted and they praised and they played the instruments, and the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. We thank you, Lord, for that anointing tonight for your people, on your people, in Jesus' name, to bless them. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let it be done right now by the power of God. Amen. All right. Okay. All right. I think that's it tonight as far as I can see. Thank you, everybody, for your love and your desire to, you know, just let the Lord bless you and keep you and watch over you and multiply you and increase you. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the influence that we're going to have in the earth. Over Jerusalem, over Israel, over the body of Christ. God's going to take a few, just like in the days of Gideon. We talked about that a few times. That was a prophetic word for now, for PGN. Also, you know, for other areas where God took a few and just, it only takes a few. You know, sometimes God just chooses to do that. We've been talking about that for months and months and months now. And now we're going to see, now that this market thing is coming about, we're going to actually see it come to pass like we've never seen before. Right? Yeah. So get ready for that. All right. We love all you guys. Thank you very much for your love. I know I have callers with their hand up, but I'm going to call it a night tonight. I am like actually, had a great night. And thank you for your love, for your prayers, and for all your prayerful support and your financial support. I believe God's going to get ready to bless you for that in a very amazing way. So thank you for being a friend of God through PGN. All right, I'm going to call it a night. I'm like gone. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.